Yeah, we'll just shrug and say, well, you should have won. Nigel Adderley, always a pleasure. Talk Sports England correspondent. I'll be there with various children with an awful lot of face paints on. What can you do? Coming up, John Holmes is going to take you through the afternoon. He is here to tell us what's happening on his show.
What face paint are you going to have on?
Oh, they'll probably go as iguanas or something.
You
put the old Union Jack on them, the kids.
Oh, I see. Not a butterfly or a skeleton.
My little one and her cousin, we're taking them to the match.
Is there an England manager yet? I don't really follow this. I mean, are they playing without a manager?
It's Nigel Farage. He's the new England manager.
That makes a lot of sense.
I wish you'd keep up with the news.
I just don't keep up with the news, Julie.
He's the interim leader of UKIP and
it's all quite complicated.
The England manager. What's happening on your show, man?
Can't get my head around it. A man in a lift con will be travelling downwards through the building in it, reading out the haters' texts and tweets again. Of course, that's a feature we call condescending. It's going
to
be quite busy.
They're mostly from me, to be fair.
Well, not this week, weirdly. Mostly from the internet. After the week I had. But that's where they're from.
You must stop making the news. Are you planning to be on the front page of any national Sunday papers this Sunday?
I'm going to try and give it a miss this week. I want a week. I'm like Glastonbury. I need a fallow week.
You do need a fallow week. Well, there is but not a fallow show ever. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock here on the Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock on Monday. Have a great Friday afternoon and an even better weekend. And I'll see you on Monday.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
We all like the idea of a new car. Because it's new, it's not going to break down. It comes with a long warranty and we don't have to worry about it passing its MOT. But when you buy a Das Felt Auto used Volkswagen between the 6th and 24th of October, you get 2 years warranty, 2 years roadside assistance, 2 years MOT insurance and two services included at 10.9% APR representative. So you might say a used Volkswagen is as good as new. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer and find out more about their As Good As New event this October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on solutions personal contract plan. Participating retailers 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Right now at the perfume shop, we have great deals in store. See things differently with Hugo, just different for him. Only £24.99 for 75 millilitres, saving £18 against the RRP of £43. And spend just £50 in store at the perfume shop and we'll give you an additional £5 off. Terms and exclusions apply, ends 9th of October. Ask in store for details.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £136 million jackpot. Euro millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. It's just after 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, UKIP MEP denies punching colleague, hundreds dead after hurricane, and an armed clown jumps out on children.
Talk Radio.
UKIP's Mike Hookham claims he acted in self-defence in an altercation with leadership hopeful Stephen Wolfe that hospitalised him. The MEP says the confrontation in Strasbourg was nothing more than a scuffle and he didn't throw any punches. But Nigel Farage's former aide, Alex Phillips, has told Talk Radio that's not what Mr Wolfe told her on the phone yesterday.
He was very groggy and he said to me that he had been hit and that he had swerved, toppled over, bashed his head. Whatever happened, there was definitely some sort of disagreement. The two men had left the room where everybody else was, and next thing, Stephen flying through a door.
Florida is being battered by what's been described as its most dangerous storm in living memory, which has already killed 339 people. Most of those deaths are in Haiti, where Hurricane Matthew also damaged large parts of the country. Around 3 million people in the US have been told to evacuate their homes. Florida's governor, Rick Scott, is warning residents to avoid leaving themselves exposed.
Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
A child and 14 adults have been found in the back of a freezer lorry at a service station on the M25. The driver stopped in Surrey this morning after hearing loud banging coming from inside his truck. Police say a group of children have been left distressed after a man dressed as a clown jumps out at them with a knife in County Durham. Officers who've described the act as stupid are calling for an end to the craze, which is currently affecting the US and the UK. And production on Keeping Up with the Kardashians is on hold after Kim was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. The E! Network says her well-being is the core focus at the moment.
Every cloud has a silver lining then.
It's not very nice.
Not as her program.
Well,
why are you dressed as a clown? Bit weird.
I'm not dressed as a clown.
She is. It's
I'm
weird.
Not.
It's weird.
You're lying.
It's weird. Maybe your lipstick's just slipped.
I'm not wearing lipstick.
Maybe your eyeliner's just smudged.
It's not smudged.
Do you need to do the weather?
It's carefully applied.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you need to do the weather?
Well, it's there.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Victoria's got the weather.
Yeah. Cloudy.
And she's going to read it now.
Now. Cloudy. Now. So annoying. Cloudy with scattered showers, the best of any sunshine will be across western Scotland. Cool again today with highs of 15 degrees.
Can I honk your nose?
No.
Okay.
You may not touch me in any way.
Will you squirt me with your flower?
I don't have a flower.
Your clown flower.
I'm not. There's nothing, hopefully, that about me today which resembles a clown.
Not today, really. Thanks, Victoria. Victoria's here all afternoon. And today, she... Yay! You're excited about that, aren't you?
No.
Okay. And later, she will... What day are we on? Animal news.
Yes.
Your favourite.
Yes.
So, that bulletin there was 2 minutes long, shorter than they used to be. So, Victoria has to now make the time up during the programme. She does that with 2.30, with extra bonus news. Today, quirky, amusing animal news.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And now, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
Everton
Ben.
Defender Phil Jagielka has withdrawn from the England squad for the World Cup qualifiers against Malta and Slovenia with a thigh strain. Jagielka's returned to Everton for treatment, but is expected to be fit for the Toffees Premier League trip to Manchester City next Saturday. No replacement will be called up for tomorrow's game with Malta. Chelsea's
Don't
Gary
be rude. Ben's
Cahill,
talking.
Meanwhile,
be quiet,
also
both of you.
Failed to train at St.
Ben's
George's
talking.
Park this morning,
be quiet.
With the 30-year-old suffering from a sore throat, but he is expected to be fit for both upcoming World Cup qualifiers. On to cricket. England approaching the end of their 50 overs in the first one-day international with Bangladesh. Ben Stokes made 101 before being caught out. England were 249 for 6 after 45 overs. Finally, Andy Murray won the All-British quarter-final at the China Open Tennis. He beat Kyle Edmund 7-6, 6-2.
Yep.
The Olympic champion will now face David Ferrer in the semis. Britain's women's number one, Johanna Konta, meets home player Shuai Zhang in her final. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
That was Ben there with the pre-recorded sport of Victoria with the live news. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Sky Q is brilliant. You can get these mini boxes that let you access what's on your main box in any room, even your recordings. And they don't need connecting to your dish, so you don't have to mess around drilling holes or anything. Plus, when you're out and about, you can watch recordings on your phone or tablet without 3G, 4G or Wi-Fi. Sorted. Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky. Believe in better.
Require Sky Q box, Sky TV, Sky Q multi-screen subscriptions and Sky Q minis. Save selected recordings from last 90 days to compatible tablet connected to home broadband. Mobile app coming 31st of October.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes and I promised you NAFL. Apparently, Talk Sport, work as a lap dancer and scaffolder respectively on MDMA. Cometh the Great Wall. It's everyone's favourite bit of the panto, isn't it, when the pantomime eunuch comes on. He's behind you, so. I promised you hot guest action. It's Eddie Cook, Susan Cook, Emma Cook, Timothy Cook, Gertrude Cook, Tim Cook, Denzel Cook, Jacob Cook, Emma Cook, Laura Cook, Gordon Cook, Dudley Cook, Liam Cook, Scott Cook, Lauren Cook, Ian Cook.
Thank you, John. Thanks, John.
When you step inside, we're inside our hearts.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk Radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hey, hello then, and welcome to what is definitely a Friday, because I have checked, actually. I have checked that information. Welcome along then. I am, John Holmes, and this is your talk radio between 1 and 4 p.m. space filler here on the radio. And here we are, punching our way into your afternoon like a UKIP MEP flailing around and allegedly, he denies it, decking one of his colleagues. And as a fight in Strasbourg has a man involved called Mike bearing down, allegedly, on a man called Stephen. In Florida, of course, there's concern about a Matthew as the hurricane bears down on the Sunshine State. The latest, by the way, from America is that Donald Trump has said that if he becomes president, he will build a wall around the sea to stop hurricanes coming into America from the sea. And he said that he will make the sea pay for that wall as well. He's actually said that this morning. And also Mexico, they've got a... The sea in Mexico, he says, have got to stump up the money for the wall that he's building to keep the hurricanes out of America. He said it's time the US stopped wind from coming across its borders, taking our homes and businesses from ordinary Americans. Coming here is the quote. This is a quote from Donald Trump. Coming here, taking our trees and our stuff and flinging it all into the air, he said, and he wants to stop that. The NRA, the National Rifle Association in America, have also backed Mr. Trump's stance, saying that they will shoot the wind. There's a quote from them as well. They've said, if that dang wind, that's what they've said, it show up in my yard, dang nabbit, I will put a bullet in its dang blowy ass. That's from the National Rifle Association. Today, Trump is also urging Americans to shoot the wind the moment it shows up on their doorstep. Now, obviously, we will bring you more on that as the afternoon wears on with Victoria. Believe me, that is wearing. Hello then, welcome along. It is Friday. Shall we see what's coming up on today's show altercation?
No.
Headline hijack is Victoria, and you know what that means. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, high five, yeah. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
As she uses it to broadcast your lie on a national radio station as fact. Make up a news story. Get it to us on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or this Twitter, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Get it to us, get it into Victoria's face. She will then broadcast it as truth at 2 o'clock to confuse anyone who's not listening to this bit of it. And here's a thing. Are you lunching alone this Friday? Are you? Well, if you are, then get in touch. And together we will turn those sad, lonely, salty tears into a delicious lunchtime soup made of company and idle, awkward small talk. Come on the radio, tell us why you're lunching alone, and we will play the role of virtual friend and colleague. And what's more, you'll get a gift. And what's less is that your choice of gift ranges from a Talk Radio mug all the way through to a Talk Sport mug. It serves as both drinks receptacle and poor quality token to mark your initiation into the Talk Radio weekday afternoons Tupperware Hall of Despair. Lonely lunch at talkradio.co.uk. That's the email to get on the list. There's work experience punditry as Rue returns to Rue the weekend's Rue the weekend's film choices. There's the Rue. There's the day's big stories captured in a net marked Japanese poetry as we bring you the news in haikus. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, what do the people think? Anyone?
Do they think bypasses or trifles?
Bypasses or trifles. Okay, fine. That's end of the week quiz is on the way as well, which, of course, we play you bits of things that have happened on the show this week. You simply have to tell us what happened next. A man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
We'll be reading out this week's texts and tweets from the haters. And it's been a good week for those. Live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building, that is in a feature called Con Descending. It's a play on words. And do not forget, it's Some Request Friday. We are a talk station. You can request speeches or talks, not music, understand? And we will play your favourite speeches and talks for you. If it's, we do that on a Friday, it's what we do. Maybe it's your birthday or an anniversary and your favourite ever speech is Embrace Your Inner Girl, a TED Talk by Eve Esler. Well, if it is, get in touch. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Miru. Get in touch on those, please. And, oh, Ginger Dave's not producing.
Good.
No, he's in Florida bearing down on a student. Ask Broadcast is
through the glass.
Through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
We call her Chuckles. Chloe's on buttons. Yay. Victoria's got the news.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she does. And paid intern Cornelius
Hello.
And I are going to have an altercation.
What?
I'm John Holmes and this is Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon from Talk Radio. I deny that that happened. Let's start with some music. It's past one. But why would I be playing Green Day's American Idiot on a talk radio station at 16 minutes past one? What could be the possible explanation for that? Well, it's to do with today's big story. That's the clue. So, Cornelius, why would I be playing Green Day's American Idiot on the radio? Well, after all, it's primarily a talk radio station. As Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen that. But for why? I imagine you're curious as to why, aren't you? You're curious. Have you got a question about that?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I put my hand up?
Yes, put your hand up, please. Yes, put your hand up if you've got a question. Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yes, I was just wondering why you're playing American Idiot by Green Day because, on this, a talk radio station.
Because, Cornelius, of today's big story that we'll be discussing very shortly indeed.
Oh, what's that?
Well, the big story, well, the clue is in the...
American Idiot. Is it Donald Trump?
No, it's not on this occasion.
What else has happened in America?
It's nothing to do with America.
Well, why have you played it? It's something to do with a Green Day, the Green Party?
No. Yeah. Warmer.
Well, they won't like that.
Getting warmer.
Yeah, as I said.
Yeah.
The Green Party.
No.
Pollution.
No.
Green, the colour day.
No, party.
Party.
Yes.
Oh, well, this has nothing to do with the UKIP thing.
Yes!
How?
Because on the front cover of that album, there's a fist.
Oh, yeah. How could I not think of that?
So, we will be talking about the big story, of course, which is the so-called altercation in Strasbourg between two UKIP MEPs. And you're probably wondering now, what would I do if I was attacked by a UKIP MEP? It can happen at any time, you just won't be expecting it. So we need someone to talk to us about defence if one is attacked by a UKIP MEP. Asprod Cass is through the glass.
Yep.
Right, Chuckles?
There's only a door separating us.
Oh, fine.
If you want another altercation,
yes,
I'll give you one.
An altercation.
Do you want to take this outside?
No.
I'll take off my jacket.
Oh, no, don't. Could you get me a guest, please? To talk about how to defend oneself against a attacking UKIPper.
Specifically an attacking UKIPper?
Yes, probably. Someone who knows about that, sort of fights and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Great. That's Cass. She's going to book as a guest. We'll talk to that guest next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Hello. It's time now. And some of your reactions have been coming into the studio, as you'd expect. Talk Radio is a home for reaction. Regular listeners will know you can leave your reactions for us in our reaction bins, which are placed round the country, usually in supermarket car parks and so on and so forth, next to the bottle banks and the clothes recycling thing that goes to the Salvation Army. We've got, just look out for the Talk Radio logo and slogan, although the bin's actually too narrow to fit on the slogan on it, isn't it? A bit like the front of your DAB radio, so it just says, Talk Radio, we'll get you. If you want to see the word talking, you have to walk around the side of the bin. Anyway, the bin is for your reactions. If you've got reactions, you know, they gather up at home, don't they? You know, some like in the utility room or something, just outside the back door, you know, in the garage or whatever. You know, so many reactions. Just box them up, take them down to your supermarket and dispose of your reactions into the Talk Radio reaction bin. They get collected and distributed here to various presenters. Here's some that we've been given.
Lots coming in, John. Such a shame the US and Russia aren't talking anymore. I always thought they were a great couple. Assad is such a home wrecker.
Yep.
And Stone Roses are headlining Glastonbury. That comes from insider knowledge, which I'm not supposed to share, but we're on Britain's 34th most popular radio station out of possible 39,
yep.
So it doesn't really matter.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed. Keep your reactions coming in, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let's talk about today's big story. So with political reshuffles all up in the news, Jeremy Corbyn, of course, has repositioned Diane Abbott, and not for the first time, given that they used to do the sex together. But of course, UKIP MEP Stephen Wolfe has had his face reshuffled after a UKIP colleague, apparently, he's denying it, punched him in it. But of course, what this has done has highlighted the danger of a UKIP MEP. Recent data research indicates that the chances of being hit by a UKIP MEP in your lifetime are now 100%. And that means they're a threat. But the question is, what can you do? Now, one suggestion, of course, that people are talking about is to cull them, like with badgers. But while that might work in the long term with the UKIP MEPs, what if you are faced with a UKIP MEP today, for example, who's getting a bit punchy? What's the best way to deal with a fighting bigot? Well, to talk us through what we should do, very pleased to welcome to the show a legend, a boxing legend, no less, leading figure in British boxing and has been for quite some time. Hello, Frank Warren.
How you doing, John?
Very good. How are you? Well?
Hanging in there.
Good. Glad to hear that you're hanging in there. I'm presuming you're hanging in there because you haven't been punched by UKIP MEP today.
Well, not lately. Not today, at least.
Yeah.
They certainly knocked us out with their campaigning a few months ago, so they managed to get their way. So we are where we are, but it seems they're getting in their comeuppance at the moment.
Well, uppercut up. Got to say that very carefully. I'm going to stop saying that word because it'll go wrong. Talk us through what's the best thing to do if one is approached by a flailing UKIP MEP. What would you do as a boxing expert? What would you advise?
Well, what would I do? I think you've got to give them... I suppose you have to see how they come at you.
Yep.
And the normal thing, it's an old boxing adage, the old 1-2, and as we know, as we call it in the trade, the old Brexit, and then it's lights out if you catch them right. They're sort of good when they're on top, but obviously once they're under pressure, it seems to me their old defence goes to pieces, and their corner work is not so good as it should be. Obviously, they seem like the manager doesn't know what he's doing with the fighter, and they need direction, and they have no direction.
That's part of the problem because we don't really know who the manager is really, do we, at the moment? That's the problem.
Well, I think that's probably where he came unstuck yesterday. He knew who the manager was, then obviously he'd be there to give the orders and sort out the strategy. But at the moment, it seems like it's a bit of a ship in still water.
Yes, I'm glad you said that carefully as well. Talk us through, Frank, sort of a technique. I mean, would you, if the first, you know, this is for people listening who are frightened that a UKIP MEP might come up to them and try and punch them. Would you go for the manifesto first or kick his balls, which, of course, is another name for the policies?
Well, I think it's definitely go for the manifestos, the plurals. I think you definitely go for those because that's and you got to and you know I think anything goes in. It seems to me anything goes in these type of these fights, and so you know it doesn't matter if it's south of the border. You do what it counts to win.
Yeah, do what it takes. Is a UKIP MEP more likely to be handy in a fight than say Diane Abbott?
That's a bit of a tough one. Now I'm not too sure. Now I've got to think. I think I'd probably go with the UKIP.
Yeah,
to be quite honest. Looking at how Labour's shaping up at the moment, you sort of think to yourself they talk a good fight, but I don't think they're going to get a good gate.
Yeah.
When they come to putting that fight on, I don't think they're going to sell a lot of tickets.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about. Of course, it's putting the bums on the seats, isn't it?
Bum seats, exactly.
Yeah, as a promoter. They're doing, I don't know whether you may have heard about this. I don't know, but they're doing trials in Sweden. I don't know whether you're aware of these, but they're saying that they've developed a spray. You know, like when you go maybe into the wilderness in Alaska and you can take a bear spray with you to ward them off. It's like in a canister. Apparently in Sweden, they've developed a spray that wards off UKIP MEPs should you come into the vicinity of them. And obviously, you need to warn them that you're there because they don't forage. They forage, don't they? They forage around. They forage for food. And when they're doing that, they're they're protecting their young.
They're
very dangerous. I mean, what would be your advice, you know, in terms of things to take with you, like this spray? Is that a good idea?
Well, I think the spray is a good idea, and I think one of those sort of snow shovels, especially if you're in Sweden, one of those real flat back ones.
Yeah.
And you certainly get rid of them, I think, very quickly if need be.
Good advice. Frank, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. It's an honour and a pleasure. Frank Warren, boxing promoter extraordinaire, of course, legend in British boxing there, with his advice on what to do if you are approached by a UKIP MEP who wants to punch you. 87222 for your
start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Coming up in the next bit of the programme then, there will be Headline Hijack. There will also be a Lonely Lunch Club member being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone for whatever reason, then do get in touch with us. There's an email address for that, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. What'll happen then is Ask Prodcast, Chuckles over there, will call you back and you won't understand a bloody word she said because she's from Hull. But we will translate it for you. But if you'd like to come on the radio for idle small talk and chit and chat, then do please get in touch. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. It's just about 1:30 now. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
It's understood the number of people killed by Hurricane Matthew in Haiti has risen to 478. Medics on the island are preparing for a surge in cholera cases. While President Obama has declared a state of emergency in Florida, Georgia and South Carolina as the storm makes its way along the southeast coast of America. UKIP's Mike Hookham, who was involved in an altercation with leadership favourite Stephen Wolfe, insists no punches were thrown. Mr. Wolfe is being kept in hospital for
for a further 48 hours. The pair could face an investigation by both UKIP and the European Parliament. Paul Oakden is the party's chairman.
Now, I'm not going to sit here just 24 hours later and make an assumption about which version of events is the most accurate. Clearly, tempers are rising high, although actually I have to say that reports I'm getting now from the European Parliament are such that olive branches have been extended between the two people involved, which is a positive sign.
15 people, including a child, have been found in the back of a freezer lorry after the driver heard banging from inside. Surrey police were called to Clacket Lane services on the M25 over concerns of safety of the group who it's suspected came to the UK illegally. The Bank of England is looking into a huge slump in the value of the pound overnight. There are several theories on what caused the panic on Asian markets earlier, but it was probably triggered by an automated trading system. And Andy Murray has won his all-British quarterfinal.
No. Okay.
At the China Open Tennis, beating Carl Edmund 7-6, 6-2, the Olympic champion.
Allegedly beating. He's denied it.
No, he hasn't.
He's denied that he's beaten.
No, he's quite happy he beat him.
No, he said he's not. He said he was defending himself.
He was defending himself. You're right.
Exactly. Just getting the facts out.
The Olympic champion will face David Ferrer in the semis. The weather cloudy with scattered showers. The best. Why are you laughing?
What? Nothing.
Why are you laughing?
No reason.
I just don't know why you started chuckling partway through my bulletin there, John. A thin. Cloudy with scattered showers.
Because you said semis.
Okay.
Right.
Deal with it.
Right.
The best of any sunshine will be across western Scotland. Another cool day with highs of 15 degrees. That's more in half an
hour.
Thank
you very much, Victoria. There's also more in an hour, of course. Let us not forget that, because today it's, every day at 2:30, Victoria brings us, and we all look forward to it, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news, and on consecutive days. Right? And today it's her favourite. It's animal news.
It is.
She likes a quirky animal story. Yesterday was vegetable, which she managed to... No, it was mineral yesterday, which she managed to get animals into as well.
Yeah.
And so much fun we had.
When are we going to have this review? Because you said we would review this at some point.
Well, we have reviewed it. Now it turns out that you're getting animals into all of the stories, but tenuously linking them to vegetables and minerals.
That's not what I would call a review.
What would you call a review?
Well, you know when we sit down and discuss...
Review.
Exactly what's working, what isn't. For instance, vegetables and minerals aren't working. Well, you complained they were boring.
Cass never does any work either, but she's still on the programme.
She's not here to defend herself. She claims she does a lot of work. Oh, yeah. I know that because I've heard her say it.
I've heard her say it. Right. I'm only saying that because she's not there anymore. She went out to the...
That's most of the work she does is saying that she's doing work.
She's gone for a wee. I wouldn't dare say it.
Oh, dear.
To her angry northern face.
Mm.
Victoria, thank you very much for the news. Victoria will be back with more news in half an hour and animal news in 1 hour. This is Talk Radio.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Featuring every modern entertainment feature money can buy. Gold and silver equine trappings, beautiful lady riders, splendidly attired with their attendant squires.
Rah, rah, rah.
It's Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast programme. Yap your ear trumpet onto something solid in the morning. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Or we'll get you, as the front of your DAB might say, because the screen's not big enough for the whole slogan. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in to the I'm going to call it information, because we are here to help you. And as we said, we were talking to the boxing promoter Frank Warren just now, before the news there, about what to do in the event that you are attacked by a UKIP MEP. It's an increasing danger. We've looked at the figures, as you know. There is now... this is data, and it indicates that the chances of being hit by UKIP MEP in your lifetime is now 100%.
Wow.
So what to do in the event of that? We spoke to Frank Warren. He was very helpful. Said to punch the manifesto first. Go for that. And he's also backing the trials they're doing in Sweden, which is a spray they've developed where you can... It's like when you, if you go into the wilderness, say Alaska or something, or Canada, and there are bears, they give you a spray before you go to the national parks that will ward bears off. Obviously, by the time you get to use that, the bear has eaten your face, so it's actually useless. But they're developing one with for UKIP MEPs, so Swedish delegates can take this spray to Strasbourg or Brussels, and if a UKIP MEP tries to get them, you just spray them in the face. And what it sprays out is tolerance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's based on tolerance.
They don't react well to that, do they?
Exactly, so. Right. So they back off. Mm. And that's but Frank Warren was backing that here on Talk Radio. What have you got coming in?
Lots coming in, John, on the texts and tweets. John, so sad to hear that Stephen Wolfe was touch and go at one point. Although, when you think about it, that's also an accurate summary of Diane James' leadership of UKIP.
Yeah, that's very true.
John, you're forgetting that the U in UKIP stands for uppercutting.
Yeah.
The I and the P stands for in party. And he says he can't say what the K stands for.
Yes, all the other two Ks. Now, it's... I've got some reaction.
Yeah?
Got some reactions here. Here they are. Is it the numbers is a question. So who sent that in? Darren. John, is it simply the numbers? Because after all, there are only three Liberal Democrats now, and you never hear of them punching anybody. So it could be a numbers game. That is a good point. Advice here as well from someone who has been attacked by a UKIP MEP in the past and says what you do is it's the same. You don't look it in the eye. So it will try and dominate you. And push its chest out and beat its chest like a silverback gorilla.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do not look at it. Look at the floor and be subservient to the UKIP MEP, and it will probably back off. But don't get between it and its policies because you might not notice that its policies are over there. But if you come between it and
just
its policies,
to the right,
over to the right.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it will quite a long way actually. And it will anger the UKIP MEP, and that's when they often charge. So that's just a warning. What else has come in here? It's John. It's like spiders.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I'll explain that. There's that they say that over your lifetime, you can swallow up to five spiders in your sleep.
In your sleep.
It's the same thing, because in your lifetime, and you won't necessarily even know about it, you are very likely to be punched by five UKIP MEPs in your sleep.
Really?
But you won't know it. You'll wake up with a bruise, or in hospital, but you won't know that it's happened because you've been in your sleep. Like with the spider, it's the same thing. Mm. But the average human gets punched five times by UKIP MEPs in their sleep over a lifetime. That's a shocking statistic.
I mean, I'd get really scared if I woke up with a UKIP member in my bed.
Yeah, or a UKIP... UKIP's what? It's Headline Hijack. You can get in touch with the show, by the way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You can get in touch about anything you like and any reaction that you've got. And, of course, for Headline Hijack today. Now, for those of you that may be new to this programme, welcome along, all welcome. But Headline Hijack works like this. At 2 o'clock, there's the news that comes out of Victoria. Within that news, most of it, I'd say 99% of it, is true because it's the news. But at 2 o'clock, one of the stories is a made-up lie. And we'd like you to make it up. That's how Headline Hijack works. There to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That number, what Cornelius just said that annoying phrase after, and I can't say that number again because he'll keep saying it, because apparently that's a legal thing. But that number is where to send them, or at Talk Radio on...
That's fine.
Twitter.
But you can start your message with anything you want.
All right. What's coming in, Colin?
This is from Sammy, who says, following yesterday's altercation, UKIP have officially withdrawn their policy to punch the UK out of the EU.
Yep.
They say when a new leader is installed, it is thought they will replace something less violent.
Do you want me to read that?
No. I need to learn, John.
Yep, you do need to learn. Now, do it with me, right? Because I was teaching my four-year-old to read the other day.
Okay, yeah.
Isla.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll come and I'll help you. Look, come here. I'll just come around here. Look. Right, so. Which one was it?
This one.
Right,
this is the second
okay. I'm going to just follow my... I'll do the words for you, okay?
When a new...
This word's difficult. It's a new word. Sound it out.
Leader.
No.
Ladder.
No.
Leader.
Yes.
Is.
Yes.
Installed.
Yes. Good. Very good. Very good. That was your homework, that one, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It.
No, it.
It.
Yeah. Next.
Ice.
No.
Is.
Yes.
Thought.
What?
Thought.
No, it's T-H. T-H.
Oh. To hort.
No.
Thought.
Yes.
Tat.
No, look at the letters. It's the same.
Fat.
No, it's the same as the beginning of thought.
Oh. That.
Yes. And again.
This.
No.
This.
Yes.
Will.
Yes.
Be.
Yes.
Replaced.
Good enough.
With.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
New.
Yes.
Less.
Fewer.
Violent.
All right.
Way. Oof.
No.
Of.
Yes.
Liaving.
No. It's like leader there. Look. Lee.
Oh, liader.
No.
Ladder.
No.
Leaving.
Yes.
The. Ooh.
It's just the letters. Yeah. Well done. That was really, yeah, well done.
Thanks.
You're learning, aren't you? It's really good. Coming along. Right, so if you've got a made-up news story that you'd like to get to us.
I hate you.
I know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
You're
like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do Lonely Lunch next. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
We all like the idea of a new car. Because it's new, it's not going to break down. It comes with a long warranty, and we don't have to worry about it passing its MOT. But when you buy a Das Felt Auto used Volkswagen between the 6th and 24th of October, you get 2 years warranty, 2 years roadside assistance, 2 years MOT insurance, and two services included at 10.9% APR representative. So you might say, a used Volkswagen is as good as new. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer and find out more about their As Good As New event this October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
What do you think? The red or the blue?
I really like the blue. It sets off your eyes really nicely.
The red one just feels a bit more exciting. Oh, I can't decide.
Well, they are both lovely helicopters.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £136 million jackpot. Euro Millions. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, still queuing following an accident around junction 4A for Farnborough at the A327. All lanes are now open, but delays remain. To Kent, the London-bound side of the A2, still partially blocked due to an earlier lorry fire around the M25 at junction 2. Queues on the A2 remain back towards the Northfleet turn-off. And finally, the northbound side of the M1 in Derbyshire is still very slow. It's following a breakdown between 25 and 26. That's the A52 up towards the A610 and the eastward turn-off.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On today's altercation then, radio altercation. I'll be honest, we are only doing this programme in self-defence. Coming up later, there will be the end of the week quiz. It's your chance to have your brand loyalty tested to this programme. If you've been listening all week, we've got clips of things that have happened on the programme. All you have to do, and I mean all, is tell us what happened next in today's Looking Back Over the Shoulder of the End of the Week quiz, which is coming later this afternoon. Also, we're hoping to be joined by guest action. Ben Fogle, you know him, the adventurer.
Yes.
You know him?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Well, he's coming in here to talk to us about a thing, we think. But we've just found out he's late and he's stuck on Oxford Street.
It's a bit ironic that an adventurer is lost.
That
maybe he's on his way here, but he's been sidetracked because he's being adventurous.
He's found an adventure.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's come up to him with an adventure to have and he's gone off to do that instead. Mm. You're absolutely right, though. I mean, this is a man who has rowed nude across an ocean. Okay, and lived on his own on an island, on a remote Hebridean island and stuff. And he can't find his way to the South Bank of London from London's Oxford Street. Well, I hope he gets here because he's got questions to answer now. I once saw Michael Palin, right? No word of a lie. This was years ago. Michael Palin had just come back from one of his travels round the world. I think it was maybe the one where he did the Himalaya. The people who know about that never say Himalayas. They annoyingly they correct you. You know, try it if you say that to me. So I've been to the Himalaya.
John, I would like to go to the Himalayas.
The Himalaya. It's annoying, isn't it? That's what people do. Anyway, Michael Palin went there, and he's been all around the world, of course, around the world in 80 days, famously, for BBC television. And just after he'd come back from one of those trips, I saw him in Covent Garden looking at an A to Z.
Really?
And I laughed. Ben Fogle, maybe later. He's obviously finding it, like the news, quite complicated.
Ah, John, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius, because neither can many other people get their head around the news. But we are here to help you, of course. It's where we take the big stories of the day and we subject them to the art of explanation that is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Sarkozy vows to ban headscarves. A terrible week for the fake shake.
The news in haikus. Let's meet today's lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Here we are. Just standing outside now, the Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4. Hello, I'm John Holmes, Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's where we induct people who are lunching alone. Lonely's what lunch into that those very hallowed walls made of mouldering pita bread and soup. And each day we meet someone who's lunching alone, a lonely what lunch. And if it's you, then get in touch, get on the list, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's an email, that's an email address, it's an email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And our speciality, awkward, idle chit-chat, though we're a friend or colleague that you don't know that well. That's how it works. Let's meet today's, he's called Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hi, how you doing, you all
right? Right, I should say, hi, Jack. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. We're all about the bants here, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Whiffy bants, dude.
Yes, don't know what that means. Anyway, Jack, welcome along. Where are you? What do you do?
I'm in Salford. I'm a little student.
A little student? Like a dwarf student? Or a
tiny student.
Yeah, all right. And how long have you been a student?
3 years. I graduated this summer, but I've stuck around to do a master's, so I'm...
Big show off.
Yeah, man.
I'm Jack, I'm Master Jack, he says.
Master Jack, hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm the Jack of all trades, he says.
Well, you know, I can draw pretty good, so it's probably just that.
Jack of all... That's a Jack draw. That's a bird.
Jack draw, yeah.
Anyway, so Jack, lovely to have you on, of course. Welcome along. Hey, you are to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Why are you lunching alone, Jack? That is the most important question, of course.
It's a very sad story. I'm alone in the flat. All I have is like 20p noodles. It's chicken flavour, but it doesn't taste like chicken. It tastes like lies. It's just, it's a sad situation I'm in. And I just thought, you know, the lonely lunch will help me. Will release me from this prison of shame.
Yeah, well, that's what we're here for. We release people from the prison of shame and put them into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That's
like
the point
it.
Of the exercise.
I like it.
I know. Well, reserve that judgment. We've got another 5 minutes to go yet. Jack, you're lunching. I mean, you've got noodles. No one's alone with a noodle except the kind you've got, obviously. But where are your friends? Where, Jack?
I don't know. We went out last night and some of them vanished and just they left me alone. And I was so hungry, John. And I thought, you know, noodles would be a good thing to start off my lunch with. But yeah. I'm so lonely.
Yeah.
Well, the flat is empty.
Oh no. Well, look. What we do here, Jack, is as you know, we aim to be your friend for 5 or 6 minutes, and or your colleague. It depends. Now, we can indulge together in idle chit-chat of the kind friends or colleagues would have if, for example, it was a workplace situation and we'd met slightly near the photocopier while one of us was trying to photocopy something, but I had to wait for you because you're photocopying the thing in front, it's taking ages,
and the
thing that staples it together isn't working properly and then the tone is running out. You know the kind of thing. And
I've been there, dude, yeah.
We're forced into a conversation, aren't we? That's what this is. Now, is there a topic you'd like to discuss in that scenario?
Well... Apparently, my friend told me that there's a big UFC fight going on tomorrow, which sounds pretty cool. I had no idea that they were coming to Manchester, so I'm worried about how busy town's going to be because I've got things to do, lonely things.
Lonely things to do on your own in town. So that's yeah. So what is it? What's happening in Manchester?
I think it's Michael Bisping. He's defending his title. Bisping, I think it is.
Bisping.
But, it sounds exciting. Like I'd love to go and check it out, but I had no idea that it was on at this time.
No,
it's so. Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Thank you. I didn't know what that actually was, but I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to appear ignorant.
Oh.
But yeah, I am ignorant.
Don't make me feel worse. I'm already lonely.
it's my ignorance, not your. It's ultimate. It's Ultimate Fighting.
Yes.
Is that right? So this is I've heard of fighting. You know, UKIP do it.
Yeah.
But this is ultimate fighting.
Yeah, rippling, sweaty men in a little cage. Ugh.
Right. But what's one grade down? If ultimate fighting is ultimate, what's one grade down from it?
And do you have to go professional wrestling?
Well, or is
which
it
I'm quite partial
to. Surely it's penultimate fighting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Isn't it?
We should start that. Penultimate
fighting. You know, if no one's done that already, we should start the penultimate fighting
the
championship.
The fight before the fight to the death.
Yeah, yeah. That's the one. Is it to the death?
No.
Oh, so it's not like UKIP.
No.
That's what they should do. That's how political parties, do you not... Do you see how this chat has started to work now?
Jack, yeah, I'm liking it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? And maybe political parties could solve their differences.
They're missing a key element here, you know.
In a cage.
Yeah.
Sweaty MPs in a so forget the Prime Minister's questions, all right? Forget the dispatch box, right? And the wool sack and all of that ancient tradition. What we do is we modernise politics and Parliament.
Oh yeah,
by having MPs who want to argue with each other, like on Question Time, for example. Imagine how much more fun Question Time would be, right? If Dimbleby was presiding over an ultimate fight between
in the red corner.
In the red corner is Diane Abbott. In the blue corner is Amber Rudd. In the right over there in the far right corner, right over there, Julia Hartley Brewer, who's the guest.
Cowering.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? That would be exciting, wouldn't it? A big fight in there.
I would purchase many a ticket to that. That sounds fantastic.
I'm just trying to help there. Jack, it's a really good sort. You know, what happens now is you are enabled, because you are now being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, you are allowed to choose a gift prize, okay?
Ooh.
Yes, I know.
It's just a gift, not a prize.
Yeah.
Yes, well, it's a token of two things. One, that you have been inducted in. Two, that we have some poor quality giftware to give away. Those are the things that it's tokens of. We're going to go through the prizes and you can choose one of these. And just at the end, just say, yeah, I'll have that one, and we will send it to you, depending on what it is, broken in a jiffy bag. Okay?
Excellent.
It starts like this.
A Talk Radio mug.
No, we're not giving away Paul Ross. It's a piece of crockery.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Yes, and this one's special because it's got a mystery haiku in. Can you finish the last four syllables to Merkel says no sing? All market without free movement, because I spent half an hour trying to think of the last four syllables and couldn't.
A Talk Sport mug.
No, we're not giving away Andy Jacobs. It's a slightly different piece of crockery.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Your last chance to win this before John goes away next week. The BBC are sending him on a diversity course, which is 4 days long, which was weird because when I did it, it was just an hour.
That's
I'm
not.
I'm feeling love for the haiku paper.
Well, we haven't finished yet. Wait a minute. Here we go.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
No, we're not giving away whoever works there. It's an even more slightly different piece of crockery.
A 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
The former co-host of Edith Bowman's Radio 1 show leaves behind his tat that he used to give away on his Talk Sport show.
Good.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Due to a typo in an email, you could be draining your vegetables with a cheap colander signed by the Mail on Sunday columnist John Holmes.
Which I am not, thank you. And that book, by the way, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, is my new book that's out now, available on Amazon. It's about growing up. It's a masterclass in
it's
comedy
like
writing.
That story.
No.
In that book.
No.
Yeah, where it's, no. You lost out to the place in the art college because of that Jewish person.
No.
Isn't that in that book?
No. Poignant, charming, and a masterclass of comedy writing, Press Association. Which of those gift prizes would you like, Jack?
I was feeling love for the haiku paper, but I really feel like my noodles could fit well with the colander, so I'm going to go with the colander.
Excellent choice. It is on its way to you, Jack.
Brilliant.
You are inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. That is Jack Lonely Lunching today. If you'd like to get on the list for Lonely Lunch, that's all you have to do. Come and tell us why you're eating lunch alone and get a gift prize.
Just a gift. It's a gift. Not a prize.
Yeah, but you said win in there in your little assistant.
Did I?
Yeah, you said the word win, which.
Oh, no, I was
denotes.
Talking about the first name, Win. The Welsh first name, Win, as in Win Evans.
Right. So get on the list. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, there is the small matter of headline hijack because somebody has to have their made up news story in the news, which is next before Rue comes in here to Rue the weekend's films for us. Rue. Headline hijack, made up news story in the news that will come out of Victoria next. Cornelius, who has been victorious?
It's Hamish.
Hamish, where's Hamish from?
Hamish is from Dundee.
Hamish in Dundee. There. Gets his made-up news story into the news, which is next. And then, of course, as I say, work experience punditry, Rue will be here. And around 2:30, I understand now we're going to get Ben Fogle on the telephone because he's lost somewhere in London. Of course he is. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
There's only one commercial vehicle. The one and only Ford Transit.
The one and only Transit Connect.
The one and only Transit Courier.
And the one and only Transit Custom.
In fact, there's lots of one and only Ford Transits.
Test drive the one for you and save £500 at the one and only Transit event from the 10th to the 17th of October at your local Ford dealer.
Job done.
Test drive any new Ford commercial vehicle between the 10th and 17th of October 2016 and receive an additional £500 customer saving off the on-the-road price. Vehicles to be contracted between the 10th and 17th of October 2016 and registered by the 30th of November 2016. Retail and eligible fleet customers only at participating dealers.
The Rays of Sunshine concert at the SSE Arena, Wembley, with Shawn Mendes, Connor Maynard, Nicole Scherzinger, Lawson, Fleur East, Louisa Johnson and DNCE. October the 24th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster. .co.uk and axs.com. Rays of Sunshine at Wembley.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, it's 2 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, hurricane death toll jumps, UKIP politician plays down fight, and armed clown jumps out on children.
Talk Radio.
At least 478 people are now known to have died from Hurricane Matthew as it continues to batter Florida. More than 60,000 people in Haiti are in shelters following the damage caused by the wind and rain. Penny Sims from the Red Cross has told Talk Radio they're worried about the situation getting worse.
As well as getting ready to send all the emergency teams out for this current emergency and then preparing for it hitting the coast of the US, we're also having to think about what happens if the second storm does follow the same path, and worst case scenario, those two storms actually converge or cross paths.
The UKIP MEP involved in the altercation which left leadership contender Stephen Wolfe in hospital says he acted in self-defence. Mike Hookham has denied throwing any punches during yesterday's confrontation in the European Parliament in Strasbourg. Party chairman Paul Oakden has been appointed to investigate what happened.
There is clearly a need for an investigation. I'm planning on travelling over to the European Parliament next week with members of our legal team to talk to the people involved. Once we've done that, we will be able to come to some conclusions that are based on facts rather than speculation.
Police have arrested 15 people, including a child, who were found in the back of a freezer lorry on the M25 in Surrey. They're being held on suspicion of coming to the UK illegally. Four pupils in County Durham are said to be upset and distressed after a man dressed as a clown jumped out on them while carrying a knife. Police in Chester Street are now calling for an end to the craze currently sweeping the UK and the US. And Katie Price has announced she's taking a break from presenting to concentrate on her marriage. She says she still hasn't got over her husband's affair with her best friend while she was pregnant.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Which one of them was pregnant?
Katie Price is pregnant.
Right, it wasn't clear there, was it? I'm confused. And celebrities, I just get confused about what they do.
So Katie Price hasn't got over her husband having an affair while Katie Price was pregnant.
That's what she was.
All right. Cloudy with scattered showers. The best of any sunshine will be across western Scotland. Another cool day with highs of 15 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was marvellous.
Well, it clearly wasn't because you had to correct me.
Well, it was just... not correct. Clarify. I was confused and thus I was clarifying.
Okay.
Like a butter.
Like a butter?
Yeah. Clarified butter.
Hmm.
Now, look! Hark! Look! It's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
England defender Phil Jagielka has withdrawn from the squad for the World Cup qualifiers against Malta and Slovenia with a thigh strain. Jagielka's returned to Everton for treatment. He is expected to be fit for the Toffees' Premier League trip to Manchester City next Saturday. No replacement will be called up for tomorrow's game with Malta. Chelsea's Gary Cahill, meanwhile, also failed to train at St George's Park this morning. The 30-year-old is suffering from a sore throat, but he is expected to be fit for both upcoming games. On to cricket, England have set Bangladesh 310 for victory in the first one-day international. Joss Butler's side posted an impressive 309 for 8 in their 50 overs. A short time ago, Bangladesh were 11 without loss after the first over. Finally, Britain's Johanna Konta has reached the semi-finals of the China Open tennis. She beat home player Shuai Zhang 6-4, 6-love. Andy Murray's through to the last four in the men's event, having won his all-British quarter-final with Kyle Edmund. The Olympic champion will now face David Ferrer. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, after the FTSE 100 rose and the pound slipped, the Prime Minister has urged the British population to stop conceiving children immediately. She's announced that in these economic uncertain times, the UK can no longer afford a population increase. And if things get any worse, she'll consider repealing the fuel allowance for pensioners.
Victoria, thank you very much. That was Victoria with the news live and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Victoria's back in half an hour with...
Animal news.
Animal news. Her bulletins have been shaved, so we now have to enhance because otherwise we've got to fill time that wasn't otherwise there. We used to do 3 minutes of news, now it's two for reasons we still don't understand. So we actually now has to fill, make the time back up because they haven't cut her money at all, so she's still got to do the work. Thus, at 2:30, we get bonus animal news. Looking forward to that. You're listening to Talk Radio. Roo is in next to re-roo the films for the weekend.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, hello then, good afternoon. It's just coming up to a time. Earlier, by the way, on the programme, if you may have missed our discussion, it's good advice, and I think we're going to SoundCloud it as well. It's good advice. What? You may have heard in the news about the altercation, the fight in Strasbourg between two UKIP MEPs. And earlier on the phone we had Frank Warren, the boxing promoter, talking us through what to do if you are attacked by a UKIP MEP. Now, the data we were looking at this afternoon indicates that the chances of being hit by a UKIP MEP in your lifetime is now 100%. So the advice from Frank Warren was to punch them in the manifesto, first of all, then kick their balls, which is, of course, another name for their policies. If you are approached by a UKIP MEP, that's the advice from the boxing promoter Frank Warren. Also backing the use of sprays. They're doing trials in Sweden where there's a spray you can use, like the kind of spray you use to ward off bears if you're in the wilderness of Alaska or Canada. And in Sweden, they've trialled it, and it sprays out tolerance, and it makes the UKIPers back off. Frank Warren, the boxing promoter, very much backing that this afternoon on Talk Radio. We'll SoundCloud that whole interview for you. You'll find it at talkradio.co.uk. Now, time for work experience punditry. Is back with us, a regular work experience pundit. He's turned his bald head to everything from gadgets to other things, and he's back with film today.
Oh, yes.
He's rooing the film.
I want this as my alarm tone.
Roo.
He's been doing it all day, and we're not sure why.
I've been doing what all day?
Re-roo.
Barking my name.
Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's here to review the films, he's rooing the Re-roo. He's re-roo-ing the films, isn't he?
But if we were reviewing a dog-themed film, say...
Scooby-Doo the movie.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Re-roo. That's just how he'd say your name, Scooby-Doo, isn't it?
This can't catch like on. He says, I can't have people barking at me all day.
Shaggy. Shaggy! Re-roo!
Very good impression there. Oh, almost beats my Patrick Stewart impression.
No, he doesn't do it for us.
I'm Patrick Stewart, and I'm locking you in a room! That's... he just sounds... very worried. articulately worried. That's okay.
What are you rerooing? What are you rerooing, Roo?
Well, Deepwater Horizon.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Before you start.
Yes.
So there was some confusion in the office earlier.
Yeah, okay. Oh, go on.
And it was your fault.
Right. So, oh, yes.
Yeah. So what happened was, right, I said, who's doing work experience punditry today? They won't get a work experience in because we don't have to pay them. It's you.
Yeah.
To review the films. And Cornelius, there.
Hiya.
Hello. Said, it's Roo.
Roo.
And I said, what films is he doing? And he sent me, he cut and pasted your text.
Yeah.
About what films it was going to be.
Mm.
And you put, I've been to see the film Event Horizon.
Yes. Which I've definitely not seen at all.
So I said, why has he seen that this week? That came out in 1997.
And which, again later.
To which a confused Cornelius said,
having heard of neither of these films. No, he told me he was going to the cinema this week to watch this film, so shut up.
Event Horizon. Then,
and then you carried on.
Yeah.
And then I told you to do something off into the horizon.
Yes, you did, yeah.
No, right, yeah.
And then that was the end of it.
Yeah. So it's not a great anecdote, but But essentially, you said you were going to see Event Horizon, which I pointed out came out years and years and years and years.
Have you seen it?
Yes, good film.
Well, it's aliens and things, isn't it? Spaceships, time travel.
It's spaceships. It's not alien. Well, it's not. It's sort of, it's ambiguous as to what Event Horizon is. It's a spaceship that crosses the event horizon of a black hole, but then all sorts of weird things begin to happen, and then you begin to question whether or not they've descended into a kind of hell as things go very bleakly wrong on the space. It's a very good film. I do recommend it for you.
Well,
it's quite unlike this remake that you've gone to see.
What?
Deepwater Horizon.
Yeah. Which is sort of hell on an oil rig.
Yeah.
It happened. It's real life.
It is real life, yeah, based on the true story of the Deepwater Horizon.
Indeed.
But before we hear a clip or a trailer, just give us a little insight into an overview, if you will.
I'd say it's almost as though it's lifted straight out of the 90s, but the more you stick with it, the more you're just sort of lured into this adrenaline fest. And then, of course, you're reminded at the very end that it really did happen.
Yeah.
And you think, dear me, that must have been a facade?
a hell.
A facade.
What's a facade? Why would it have been a facade?
No, that's the wrong word.
Well, I wondered why you used
it. A facade, not a facade.
A Nigel Farage.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Oh, dear, this is the English degree is out of the window.
So you went...
Facade.
So you thought you got to see Event Horizon, and now you think the entire Deepwater Horizon oil rig is a facade.
I imagined the whole thing.
Meaning it's not real, which very much is against the notion
charade.
Of the film.
Charade.
Charades? I don't know, film? Two words.
It must have been a charade.
Two words.
Well, charade the film to me.
Huh?
Charade the film to me.
This is,
go on.
On the radio.
Yes.
It's a
film.
It's a film.
Yes.
Stop talking.
How many words? It's also a song.
No.
You just did the actions for. It's a game
deal.
Of cards. How many words is it? Two words.
Two.
Right.
Well, you know the name of the film.
First word.
Wave.
Wave. Wave. Wave pig. Dancing man.
Event.
Gig.
Yes. Event.
Event.
Eyebrows.
Event eyes.
Event looking. Event pointing.
Seagull.
Jazz hands.
I've got it. Deepwater Horizon.
Yes. Oh, hang on. What was I saying? Oh, God.
You were doing your best.
Do you know why this is? I think I've not had enough sleep. I had a spider-fueled night terror last night. And it I didn't get to sleep for a long time. So
before we learn of this horror.
Going mad. Shall we start again?
Should we hear a clip? Yeah, we'll hear a trailer.
How's it going?
Honey, shove it in.
Not done.
You did such a good job.
It's showtime. You can use your props.
My dad is Mike. He works on a drilling rig that pumps oil out from underneath the ocean.
And we're the explorers.
Like Dora.
That
oil is a monster. Like the mean old dinosaurs all that oil used to be. So for 300 million years, these old dinosaurs have been getting squeezed tighter and tighter.
We get it. Just use two timers.
Then Dad and his friends make a hole in their roof.
Yeah.
And these mean old dinosaurs can't believe it. Freedom! So they rush to the new hole. Then smack, they run into this stuff called mud.
Right, get in there.
That they cram down the straw. Hold the monsters down, we build them a new roof.
Yeah. That was amazing.
You're getting so heavy.
Stay 10 forever, please.
Daddy, you need to give me a fossil.
I'll be honest.
I will.
I want to be able to hold it up and say my daddy tames the dinosaurs.
So there are dinosaurs in it?
No.
Oh.
That was the dramatic Coke can foreshadowing scene.
Right.
Where, in order for us to understand what on earth the Deepwater Horizon, formerly known as Event Horizon...
It's not on the earth, is it? It's in the sea.
It's in... What on the sea? In the sea, that rig is for what it does. So a little child talks us through her homework, where she'll be explaining to her class a similar thing. She stabs a Coke can with... some sort of stabby pen biro thing.
Yeah.
To demonstrate, and then dramatically, to sinister music, the Coke can explodes.
Yes.
Hinting at what may occur.
That's quite good. I quite like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did quite like that.
No, it's just too obvious, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
It's not as though...
What else would you show spurting in a film rated like that?
Lilt.
Oh, yeah.
But we've come equipped with foreshadowing, because we know what's going to happen.
That's a good point.
They just occasionally have to play the sinister kind of... which they do a lot.
Yeah.
No, that's Jaws. But
also in the sea, though.
Yes. Yeah. I thought a lot of it would be... I didn't know it was about the oil rig, though.
What did you think it was about?
I soon cottoned on that it was about that.
I mean, well done, but you can't get much past you, can you?
No, I just saw deep water and I thought, oh, it's going to be about a man trapped underwater somewhere, Mark Wahlberg, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
But I like going into the movies in the dark anyway.
Well, they turn the lights
on. You can see it better that way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, is it good?
It's A to B, obviously. Things go wrong.
Yep.
Stuff blows up catastrophically. Like, you know how in some action films you go, oh, wow, and applaud the explosions?
Yes.
This shakes you. It's enormous. They've done a really good job of orchestrating a really believably terrifying explosion.
Yeah.
And then, obviously... the escape. So it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. But it's tense.
It's tense.
The action is good.
You want them to get off.
Yeah.
Is
there a sense of them, because it was an actual tragedy,
yes.
Is there a sense of them glorifying that at all? Does that come across? Or have they done it very sort of reasonably well?
I often think this. We used to wait hundreds of years, didn't we? Like with the Titanic.
The Titanic, yes. And the Titanic.
But this is quite...
The Titanic.
Recent, isn't it? Again, in the sea.
Yes.
There's a theme developing, isn't there?
But I did think it leaves you a bit the same way The Big Short does, or films like Spotlight.
Yes.
Where they highlight that there's a big dramatic thing wrong with how we humans do business on planet Earth. And it kind of leaves you there. It doesn't say, pick up your placards and go out marching to change things. It just leaves you sort of in this weird sort of depressed space, because John Malkovich plays the sinister BP supervillain in this.
Can you do an impression of him?
No, he's a bit sort of slurry.
Okay.
That's the best I can do.
Don't do it again.
No. And in much the same way that the supervillain from the Titanic survives, so does he.
Well, the iceberg was the villain.
Other men lose their lives.
I'd argue that the iceberg was the main villain in Titanic.
Well, the iceberg doesn't have a motive, though, does it?
Well, no, but it's still the villain.
Oh, it was the geezer who was married to that.
It wasn't a geezer. A geezer is a different thing, isn't it? A geezer spurts, which is what that girl could have used instead of the Coke can. A geezer.
Yes, they could have all gathered round a geezer. Where was? Oh, yeah, the man with the who was married to Jack's girlfriend lady in Titanic. He was the villain. But the BP John Malkovich is in that same vein, sort of thing.
I see.
You know, you see him on the lifeboat.
So
is he
based on?
Oh, you should have gone down with the ship.
Is he based on a person, or have they just sort of amalgamated executives into a John Malkovich character?
Well. That's an interesting question.
Yes, that's why I asked it.
Yeah. I don't know what the legal scenario would be behind that.
Okay.
Presumably, though, there were BP men there.
Yeah.
And there were BP men who said, let's not test the cement, because that's a good idea. Let's not pay attention to the dangerous dials wiggling in the red zone.
Yes.
Because we've got to make some hard cash.
Yeah.
So...
Man's folly, Rue.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And you think, you're poor nature.
There.
What does nature get out of this?
I don't know. Let's have a think.
But yes.
No, I'm still thinking. Still thinking what nature gets out of it. Wait a minute.
I think it's more what we get out of nature.
It's very hard to think when you're talking.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I've thought what nature gets out of it.
Yeah, right.
Rue is with us reviewing... in the films this afternoon. And what are we talking about next?
Why are you swearing at me?
No, it's Catherine. Oh. Last...
little bit of movie news and some DVD and TV release.
Excellent.
Stuff.
Rue is with us for Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
thiscarstillworks.com, shadydeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
With Jetzu Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5-star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Normal conditions apply.
Whether you're saving up for a big anniversary or a coral reef diving holiday, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, still queuing following an accident around junction 4A for Farnborough at the A327. All lanes are now open, but delays remain. To Kent, the London-bound side of the A2, still partially blocked due to an earlier lorry fire around the M25 at junction 2. Queues on the A2 remain back towards the Northfleet turn-off. And finally, the northbound side of the M1 in Derbyshire is still very slow. It's following a breakdown between 25 and 26. That's the A52 up towards the A610 and the eastward turn-off.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And this is Talk Radio, as that bit of production would intimate. You are listening to it. It's coming up to the time, about 20 minutes after I last told you what the time was. Now, Rui's with us because he's doing work, experience, punditry. However, before we move on to more reviews of films, Rui, there's something you need to tell us about.
Go on.
The spider story.
What? My night terror.
You said you were you were off your game.
Yeah.
Today, due to the fact that you didn't get any sleep due to a spider incident.
Well, I erroneously had a cup of coffee about an hour before bed.
Yeah.
Which spells disaster. Because
No. Disaster is spelled D-I-S-A. Oh, all right.
No, but if it's backwards.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, no, I went to sleep for about an hour, then I woke up and I had a vision of a large spider, the kind you see on exaggerated news stories about there was a banana in my spider, there was a spider in my banana.
Yes.
It'll give me a 4-hour erection, that
yes,
kind of thing.
That spider, yeah.
So I immediately leapt out of bed.
Bananas do that to me.
I checked my bananas and realised I'd gone mad. Whenever I have a night terror, it's always spider related. I don't know what that means.
When you're faced with an actual spider, like at this time of year, how does that go?
Well, I kill it.
Yes. Yes, but
well, they're not as big as my night terror ones.
Oh, fine.
They occupy sort of most of my wall.
Why don't you just treat it as a film and review what's going on?
No. My heart's racing. I don't know if I'm imagining
that's
the spider
good cinema
with my eyes closed, or if I'm hallucinating the spider with my eyes open. It happens very rarely, say once every 3 years, but when it happens, it gets me.
And would you recommend it?
Well, it's certainly a thrill, yes.
Mm, okay, interesting insight into Rue's life there that we didn't need. Work Experience Punditry. It's where we road test the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits with the added bonus that we don't have to pay them. Roo's with us. He's reviewing the film. Reviewing the films. We've already talked about, we talked about Deepwater Horizon. Roo got confused, thought he was talking about the film Event Horizon from 1997. Where are we going next?
Well, some very exciting movie news, yeah. Actually. Ooh. I have to mention it as an enormous fan of the Saw franchise.
Ooh.
Saw Legacy, the eighth in the series, has begun filming and will be released in time for Halloween next year. Not that that would be a very rushed production if it was this year.
Yes.
But no, next year.
I also am a big fan of the Saw franchise.
Well,
so
I just like the way it was so heavily plotted. It was so intricate with its character stuff.
In many ways, you can't keep up with them though because of the gaps between them, right? So the first one, we get that they're all trapped in a place, aren't they?
Bathroom.
Yes, that's right. Bathroom, first one, and then we learn that it's this guy Jigsaw who's behind it. But then by like two or three, Jigsaw's like dead or something, and then there's a policeman who was involved in the original case, and then he's now dead, and so it was policeman's dog that was behind the whole thing or something.
Without wishing to get too spoilerific about it, they play very clever tricks on you, because obviously they have to work very hard to come up with a brand new twist each time that's going to shock you more than the last.
But I forgot, each time I watch the next film in the sequence, I've completely forgotten the one from previously, so it makes no sense to me at all.
Because they're very flashbacky, aren't they? Little minute things that you don't think will mean anything by the next film suddenly do. Like someone drops off an envelope, and that is the crux of the next
film. I think the thing to do is wait till this one comes out, but then watch all of the other seven of them.
Yeah.
Like in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then go and watch eight, because that way you might get a sense of what's going on. What do we know about it?
Well, there has been an image that's rumoured to be from the film. You know, John Kramer is Jigsaw's real name.
So, I didn't. But okay.
Well, yeah. There's an image of his grave having been dug up. So goodness only knows what that means. Rumour has it that perhaps his body is holding yet more secret clues to a further investigation. But that really does complicate the timeline.
Where are we up to in it? In the Saw franchise?
Saw 8.
Yeah, no, I know. Not number. I mean, we're in the story. So, because last time, all I remember was there was a detective who wasn't a detective, or he was a detective and he turned into a bad detective.
Well, that's happened multiple times.
Yeah. So when in 7, Saw 7, which I may not have even seen.
Saw 7 was what the fans had anticipated all along and had disappointed me for that reason. They kind of gave in to fans' demands.
Right.
The doctor from the original film?
Oh, God.
This is very spoilerific, hooty-hooty spoiler.
All right, well, stop. Let's stop.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the doctor happens.
Okay. So that's good news for fans of Saw.
It's good news. The slightly worrying news is that it's being directed by the duo behind Piranha 3D and Piranha 3DD.
Oh.
So it might not be up to the usual quality.
David Hasselhoff might be in it, though.
Why, was he in Piranha?
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe he'll be the new Jigsaw killer. In slow-mo, running along the beach with severed limbs flailing around.
Sounds like a UKIP meeting. Where are we going now? TV movie, is it something, probably?
There are a couple of DVD releases.
Oh, fine.
But there's something on television as well, so there's something for everybody. On DVD, released on the 27th of September, actually, was Central Intelligence, starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart. Which you would think is just a meaningless, silly buddy movie, which you can instantly forget when you leave the cinema. That it is.
But now we can remind ourselves all over again.
Exactly.
With the DVD version.
Again, I was going to say similar to Saw, but not quite as granular as that. It's very heavily plotted. Unexpectedly so.
Right.
You don't expect them to bother with twists and turns, but they take it down that road. It gets to the point where it becomes more of a farce. Not a facade.
Not a facade.
A farce. Yeah.
Fine, all right, so another one?
Warcraft.
That came out, didn't it?
Yeah, that was more
disappointingly so, I think. No, it didn't get very good reviews, did it, back when it came out of the cinema?
Well,
Duncan Jones, wasn't it, who made that?
Duncan Jones?
Wasn't it? World of Warcraft? David Bowie's son.
Oh, I've no idea.
He's a director. Anyway, carry on.
We're getting nods.
Who's reviewing this?
No, I just thought it was a bit too cosplay for my liking. The CGI wasn't too convincing. And, everybody looked like they were wearing fancy dress. It wasn't like Game of Thrones, you know, where you're convinced everybody really is living in squalor.
Yeah.
This was a bit too Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, fun, nonetheless. Forgettable fun, if that's what you're into. And there's going to be plenty more of them, because that was Warcraft the beginning. So you're best.
And then it's going to take it. What's going to happen? It's going to, at the end, it's going to turn out to be the policeman, isn't it? All along, because of, and the doctor.
From
Saw.
Yeah. From Saw. Oh, yes.
Good. Yeah. TV movie of the week, finally.
Ted.
The bear thing.
Sentient teddy bear.
Yeah.
By the creator of Family Guy, Seth MacFarlane.
Yes.
Is on Film 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
Yeah. And that's got Mark Wahlberg in it. So you've literally brought the whole thing full circle.
Yes. Although he's not in Event Horizon, is he?
No. So, and that's a shame, because that would have been perfect.
That would have been lovely.
Okay. What are you doing for the rest of the afternoon?
I'm going back to work.
Going back to work. It's a good job now, haven't you?
Yeah.
You're going to have yourself a gin and tonic.
A gin and Titanic tonic. Tonic. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Fine. That's Rue. He was reviewing the films. Okay, the films for us. Thank you, Rue.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. He'll be back doing that again at some point, I'll wager. Possibly next week. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. We're off. We're in on Friday next week. We're off till Thursday, and then we're all back here on Friday, Rue. Just to let you know.
All right.
In case you're around.
Lovely.
That's Rue. good. Right. In the next half an hour, I think we're talking to the adventurer man, Ben Fogle. That's right. Don't forget it, by the way, Some Request Friday. We haven't got around to doing any of that yet, but we should. Some Request Friday, speeches and talks, as requested by you, because we can't do music requests on a Friday like Radio 2 do, because we're a talk radio station, so that's why. So if you want to get your requests in now for favourite speeches or talks, if it's your birthday or something and you want to hear Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech or whatever it might be, get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's also the big debate at 3. We'll be out on the streets to find out what the people think. A man called Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets from this week as the lift travels downwards through the building. That's in Condescending. And we have live music in the last half an hour as we go out into the streets and drag a busker in, thereby losing them money by taking them away from their pitch. All of that coming up between now and 4 on Talk Radio. 2:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
At least 478 people are now known to have died in Haiti from Hurricane Matthew, which is currently battering Florida. More than 400,000 properties there have been left without power. Other eastern US states are also on alert. The storm is carrying winds of 120 miles an hour. Jay Huffstetler is from the American Red Cross.
We continue to bring in additional resources, staff, as well as material resources to ensure that we're able to respond very quickly. And we still need a lot of volunteers.
UKIP MEP Mike Hookham has denied punching the party's leadership hopeful Stephen Wolfe, who is still recovering in hospital. Mr. Hookham says the altercation at the European Parliament yesterday amounted to nothing more than a scuffle. A child and 14 adults have been detained after they were found in the back of a freezer lorry at a service station in Surrey. The driver pulled off the M25 this morning after hearing loud banging coming from inside the truck. Doctors are urging us to think twice before taking alternative therapies, even if they're prescribed. It's after a four-year-old boy was left in hospital when he took a cocktail of supplements his parents had been advised to give him. And a firm has announced plans to create one of the world's first power stations in Scotland using kites. As they rise up to 750 metres in the air, they pull on a tether that turns a turbine, generating cheap electricity. The weather, cloudy with some scattered showers, the best of any sunshine in western Scotland. Cool again today with highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. But no, there isn't more in half. Well, there is, but there's more now, isn't there?
There is.
Because it's 2:30 and it's time for
Animal News.
It's claimed the discovery of a canine tooth fossil near Stonehenge suggests dogs have been man's best friend even in prehistoric times. Tests reveal it belonged to an Alsatian, which most likely came from the York area, and suggest it feasted on salmon, trout, pike, wild pig and red deer. Scientists say male Arctic squirrels spend all day long loafing and basking in the sun while the females have to do all the work. Research.
I love the disdain with which you said that as well.
Researchers put tracking collars on 50 of the animals in Alaska and found the men were using risk-aversive behaviours to avoid being attacked by a predator, even if it meant putting the women in danger more often. And a DJ in New York claims his massive cat helps him meet women.
Wonder what you were going to say there.
His massive cat.
Oh, yeah.
Samson, the feline, who's 4 foot long...
And two stone plays fetch like a dog and eats 6 cans of food a day.
God, thank God he hasn't got a cockerel. You are holding up and showing me a picture of a massive cat. That is the biggest cat I've ever seen.
It's allegedly the biggest one in New York.
What, that looks like it could be the biggest one in the world. It's enormous. Wow. What do, if people want to see that cat,
yeah,
put a picture of it on the Talk Radio website or somewhere.
I can't do that. I don't have the power.
No, don't then.
Just Google Samsung, even not the phone brand, Samsung.
No, the Samsung cats.
Samsung the cat.
Samsung cats go on fire when you take them on the plane.
Well, apparently that's been fixed now.
No, but what, the cats are that you can take your cat on a plane now?
Well, yeah,
if sometimes
it's a Samsung, you can.
Samsung cat.
Yeah, apparently you can. It's good, like my friend, she took her dog. She moved to Singapore and then she emigrated with her pet dog.
Great story. Victoria there with us with Animal News.
Animal News.
Thank you. The reason for that is because her other news is now shorter than it was, so she has to make the time up by a minute because she gets paid the same. Otherwise, we've got to fill the time, so that's why Animal News. Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, John.
We'll talk to Ben Fogle next. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the menu for the Full Set Breakfast next week, singing, dancing and time travel. The singing, courtesy of Catherine Jenkins. The dancing, courtesy of Judge Rinder. Order, order. And the time travel from former Doctor Who, Peter Davidson. Time and relative dimensions in space, it's not. Join me from 6 every weekday morning, you lucky people.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And now, joining us on the telephone, I promised you hot guest action. That is what you have got. Hello, Ben Fogle.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Well, let's tackle the awkward question first, which is, of course, you were supposed to be here in person. Yes,
I've got the head hanging shame. You know what I hate? It's one of my bugbears in life is being late, and and not arriving is even worse. But you know what? I'm just going to blame the traffic in central London.
I like
it's gridlock today.
I like that you have travelled around the world using boats naked, and are a noted adventurer, Ben, but couldn't quite make it from Oxford Street in London to the South Bank.
I'm blushing now. Yeah. It's the sheer humiliation. But you know what? You know, London is a jungle and law unto itself.
Yeah,
but we're here now.
I'll accept that. We are here now. And, well, tell us why we're here, Ben Fogle.
Well, we are here because I have been launching the brand new series of Ben 10.
Ben 10.
That's not me. By the way, I am not Ben 10.
Did
Ben 10 was not even, I don't think he was even created around me, because last thing I knew, I can't turn into aliens.
No.
Although I'd rather like it. It would be nice. It would have been useful in certain scenarios.
An interesting television program, but yes.
But the brand new series starts on Cartoon Network tomorrow at 8.
Yes.
And basically, I've been helping them with that.
They
actually released... they released a survey to celebrate the new series, which basically found that children, the choice to help plan their holiday, would prefer to have a very basic camping barbecue on the beach with their parents rather than anything maybe
five
a
star.
Little more sophisticated. Yeah, more sophisticated.
Is the reason then that you're doing this is, one, you are, of course, known for your adventurous activities such as a not five-star luxury type things.
Yeah.
And two, you're called Ben. I mean, it came to what a harmonious thing coming together.
Isn't it a beautiful thing?
Yeah.
Just to add to the justification, my son, Ludo, loves Ben 10. So we've been big fans. I don't know if you have kids.
I do.
You do have kids, you do get immersed in a whole other kind of subculture of cartoons that we all loved when we were children that suddenly you're introduced to. So we've kind of worked our way up through the spectrum, and Ben 10 is pretty big in our world. And my kids have actually only just realized that I am actually called Ben, not Daddy, although, of course, they call me Daddy. I think that's a bit weird when people call their...
If they were calling you Ben, that would be a bit strange.
Well,
yeah.
No, some people do, though. I'm sure you've got some listeners who will say, I call my dad Pete or Dan or whatever it is.
I'll be honest, Ben, I'm not sure we've got any listeners, but I see your point. Yeah.
You won't after this. anyway, So that's the main reason that Ben 10 and I have a shared appreciation of adventure and the great outdoors.
I've got what they've given me here. I don't know if you know this, because obviously this, you know, you've done these many times, Ben, and you know how it works. They give you a list of suggested questions.
Go on, let's see what you've been. Have you been suggested anything interesting?
Well, I don't know. Look, I've got 5 questions here. So do you want to just pick? What you can do at random? You pick a question and I'll read it at you.
Let's go straight in with number 5, the last one.
Number 5 is the survey trying to achieve?
The survey is trying to achieve. It's trying to tell people that the new series starts tomorrow at 8,
yes.
at 10 o'clock on Cartoon Network. But in all seriousness, it's trying to tell us that we parents are overcomplicating things, and that actually children, all they actually want for their half term, for a holiday, is their mums and dads and an experience they will never forget. They don't need anything more complicated, anything more expensive than that. And I approve of that, because I'm a huge advocate for the wilderness, the countryside, reconnecting children with the great outdoors.
I'm going, I'm just telling you, I don't want to tell you this, I just feel like we're just friends having a chat in a pub or something, but I'm going to Rwanda tomorrow, Ben.
Why are you going to Rwanda?
I'm making a documentary about gorillas. So
that is amazing. Do you know something interesting?
Go on.
Rwanda was the first country in the world to ban plastic bags.
Yes,
there's a little factoid there.
Yeah, I know.
And gorillas, I'll let you know another thing. Gorillas is the one animal I have still not seen in the wild that I really, really want to see. So now I'm not only ashamed that I didn't make it actually into the studio today, but I'm now actually genuinely jealous of you.
Yes. I think what we should do, and oh no, I can't. I was going to say I'll bring you a gorilla back, but what would I put it in?
That's not good. Bring me a selfie.
Yeah, I'll bring you a selfie. I'll tweet you a selfie.
Tweet me a selfie with the gorilla. But in all seriousness, how lucky are you? I mean, that's a once in a lifetime opportunity, really.
It is. I'm very much looking forward to it. So, but I'm literally going for 4 days. It's going to be a bit mad, but that's the nature of the beast. I don't know what I'm talking about. Me now. It's all about Ben and Ben 10 here. Listen, Ben. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's, sort of half joining us, let's put it like that, but I think we got
around. Have I not made up for it with my wit and my charm and having our nice kind of pub banter?
Anyway.
Long yeah. Moving swiftly along. Enjoy the gorillas, John.
Thank you very much, Ben. Ben Fogel joining us there on Talk Radio, which is what you're listening to. Now, next, we will be got a lot of requests coming in for Some Request Friday, so we'll get round to some of those. The end of the week quiz is on the way, as well as we find out just how loyal you are to this show. Have you been listening to it all week? 3 clips of things that have happened. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over.
So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, our understanding goes much deeper. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where a used 14-plate Nissan X-Trail could be yours from £15,995, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £19.99 ex-VAT per square metre. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Hampshire for the southbound side of the M3, still queuing following an accident around junction 4A for Farnborough at the A327. All lanes are now open, but delays remain. To Kent, the London-bound side of the A2 still partially blocked due to an earlier lorry fire around the M25 at Junction 2. Queues on the A2 remain back towards the Northfleet turn-off. And finally, the northbound side of the M1 in Derbyshire is still very slow. It's following a breakdown between 25 and 26. That's the A52 up towards the A610 and the Eastwood turn-off.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It's Friday afternoon. Some Request Friday. Not all Request Friday, of course. We can't use that phrase because it's copyrighted and owned by BBC Radio 2. Simon Mayo has All Request Friday, where they play music requests, should you wish it. We're not allowed to do that either because we're a Talk Radio station. But what we can do is play some requests for speeches and talks. If you want to get one in, like just as a dedication for someone, maybe it could be an anniversary, a birthday, and you'd like to hear a speech or a talk, or maybe just as it's a Friday, you've got a speech you know all the words to, you're driving, and you want to talk along with it. Friday, a banging speech anthem.
Friday banging speech anthem.
Yes. Woo. Then, you know, have a talk along to it if you know it. Get in touch. We'll play it for you. Get out of the archive. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, this has come in. Good afternoon, John, and everybody at Talk Radio, except the sports reader Moose. I love it if you could play. This is from Lauren. I love it if you could play me Roberto Benigni. Roberto Benigni accepting the Oscar for Life is Beautiful in 1999, his speech for that today. And the reason is, I'm very pleased to say, very happy, I've just become Miss Wigan. It was a tough contest. I swept up both the fashion round and the talent round. I did that necking pints of John Smith, and also came very highly commended in the beard grooming. That's from Lauren. She's just become Miss Wigan. Well done. Congratulations, especially for you then. Here is Roberto Benigni accepting the Oscar for the film Life is Beautiful in 1999.
I want to be rocked by the waves of your beauty. Come here. Thank you, thank you. This is a moment of joy, and I want to kiss everybody because you are the image of the joy. And he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity sunrise, they said the poet. And this is wonderful to be here. Wonderful. I feel like now really to dive in this ocean of gratitude, of generosity. This is too much. Your generosity, this is... how do you say when the ray, the hailstorm, it's a hailstorm of kindness, of gratitude for you. And really I would like to thank everybody did the movie because without them I couldn't fly with this move. Everybody who did the producer, the screenwriter, Cerami.
And there he was, that's everyone's favourite. Roberto Benigni accepting the Oscar for Life is Beautiful.
I am going to have that stuck in my head for the rest of the day, I know that.
Sorry, it becomes a speech worm.
Yeah, it does.
That's the problem,
yeah.
All of that, every little bit of it in your head. You will not be able to get rid of it.
It tells.
Yeah. You won't get rid of it. It's green right there.
Yeah.
You won't get rid of it. It's in there now. Play it for Lauren, who's just become Miss Wigan. Congratulations. If you've got a request, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And don't forget, by the way, before the end of the programme today, we are giving away the Nobel Peace Prize as well. If you'd like that, then all you have to do is do something peaceful, and we will be able to give away that prize. Do go on talkradio.co.uk for the terms and conditions, though, because it's a prize. It is a competition, the Nobel Peace Prize, so you do have to follow some such quite strict guidelines. But anyway, you have a look at the small print, and then if you want to win the Nobel Peace Prize, then just answer the question on the Talk Radio website. That's all you have to do. I'm giving away that this afternoon. Now, it's time to test somebody's brand loyalty to this show as we look back over the shoulder of the week.
Looking back.
For it is the end of the week quiz. It's where we've got clips of things that have happened over the past 5 days on this programme. And all you have to do is tell us what happened next. So let's meet our contestant today. He's called Liam. He's there. Hello, Liam.
Hello, John. Are you right?
Yeah, very well. You?
I'm very good, yeah.
Good. Chirpy of you. Where are you, Liam?
I'm in Tooting.
Tooting?
Yeah.
I see. Tooting in London. Good. And what do you do, Liam? What do you do?
Well, I work at the motorcycle store.
Okay. Is the store in Tooting?
It's in the New Malden area.
Okay.
But, yeah, I commute a bit.
All right. Do you commute on a motorcycle, Liam?
No. Oh. I can't stand them. I don't actually like them.
Right.
I've worked for this company for about 7 years.
Yes.
And I can't get my head around it.
You quite literally don't take your work home with you.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And it's quite complicated.
I sell like the helmets and the jackets, the safety equipment, stuff like that.
Oh, I see. So you don't sell the dangerous part of motorcycling. You sell the safe part of motorcycling.
No, I'll leave that to the other guys.
All right, fine, fair enough. Okay, Liam. Well, look, have you been listening to the show all week? Do you, I mean, at work? Do you listen to it, or how does it?
Yeah, religiously.
Yeah, that's how I watch Songs of Praise.
So
there are three. Three questions, Liam, for you, and I'll be honest with you, there are clips. There are clips of things that have happened on the show over the week. If you've been paying attention, you will know what came next. I will give you a choice of answers for A, B, and C, and all you have to do is tell us, Liam. It's that simple. It's that simple. So let's play with Liam, who works in motorbikes despite hating them, looking back over the shoulder of the week. Right then, here he comes. Question one, Liam. We begin with Monday. Let's cast our minds back to Monday, where we had our regular feature, Alco Vox Pops, where we go out onto the streets of a weekend late night and interview drunk people as they fall out of pubs and clubs and bars, and we ask them about the previous week's news. John Holmes has been axed from BBC Radio 4's The Now Show, apparently because of women and diversity. Thoughts?
Who is John Holmes?
I'm American. I don't know who that is.
I don't really care. I don't know who he is.
I've got no idea who he is, so I can't really comment.
John Holmes being...
Is Sherlock Holmes' great-grandson?
No, who is John Holmes?
Will John Holmes hear that?
No, probably not. Don't worry.
And that was... some people on the streets. Another question I asked was, Big Sam got sacked from his job as England manager due to reasons. What reasons should your manager be sacked? But which one of these answers was the genuine answer from a drunk man? Is it A, our manager should be sacked because I'm pretty sure he's embezzling funds from our charity? B, because he looks quite like Rolf Harris? Or C, he should be sacked because he's sleeping with my sister? Which of those answers will be given by a drunk man?
I know my manager looks like Rolf Harris. I think that's where it ends. That's where the similarity ends. I think it was C.
Let's sleeping with sister. Let's find out.
Because he's sleeping with my sister.
It's the right answer.
They are married, but he's sleeping with her.
Yeah.
Any other reasons your manager should be sacked, Liam, while you're there? Just out of interest?
No. I think you can't go on looks, can you?
No, really, no. not this day and age. Right, okay. Question number two. Tuesday, newsreader Victoria once again brought us her popular, with no one, animal news.
A featherless bird has become an Instagram star with more than 120,000 followers. 2-year-old Rhea is completely bald because she suffers from a condition called piscitine beak and feather disease.
What a teen?
I don't want to say it again. So I'm probably not saying it right. Piscitine.
Well, that happened. Now, there was a featherless bird, Liam. I was quite worried for the poor featherless bird, but why was I worried? A, because being bald, the other birds will probably presume it is a racist bird.
Right.
Like a skinhead. Anyway. B, as an Instagram star, we learned that the bird was popular on Instagram. I was worried that someone might tie it up and throw it in a bath in a Paris apartment and steal its jewellery. Or C, that I think the owner might panic and use a pubic wig to help it gain confidence.
This, I can't remember. What was it, Tuesday? Well, that... I think you're quite topical, so probably B,
the Instagram bird bath jewellery. Let's find out.
Yeah.
She's an Instagram star.
Yeah, 120,000 followers.
She wants to be careful, because otherwise someone will tie her up and put her in a bath and nick her jewellery. There you go, it was right.
What a guess.
Come on. Right. Final question, Liam.
Fantastic.
Final question. Yesterday, our lonely luncher, somebody who lunches alone, we have the Lonely Lunch Club, of course, every day at around 1:45 in the afternoon, where someone lunching alone, is inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Yesterday, it was Scott who called us. He was out and about in Newcastle Town Centre on his own, and for some unknown reason, he began to do whatever we told him to do. Okay. Pop into Thornton's, right?
Yeah, I'm in.
Are you in Thornton's? Is there anyone else in there?
Now.
Is there anyone else in there with you?
Apart from staff.
Right.
No.
Ask them if they've got any chocolate. So excuse me.
I'm sorry, I'm on the radio right now. Do you have any chocolate in stock? Yes is the answer. Yeah. They have plenty of chocolate.
Good. Right, he went in there.
I'm ready.
That's one thing he did. Right, but can you tell me what the last thing we told Scott to do was? Was it A? Shout the word Wagamama at a staff member of Thornton's. Was it B? Did we ask him to go into Nando's, order a whole chicken, but ask for it without the chicken, just the bones, extra hot? Or C, did we tell him to go into the nearby branch of Sports Direct to liberate a slave?
Well, if I remember correctly, I think that was A.
The Wagamama.
Wagamama.
Let's find out. Lean your head back round the door and say Wagamama.
Wagamama. She's not happy, Joe.
No, fine.
It's the right answer, Liam.
Oh, I love it.
There's no prize. The prize is to say Wagamama.
Oh, I will do that. Yeah, okay. Good. Wagamama.
Yeah, good. There we go. Liam, excellent. Thank you, Liam. Brilliant stuff, as ever.
Thank
Liam,
you.
Very good. As ever with our contestants there. Nailing it, I would say. That is Liam. Liam in Tooting. Works in a motorbike shop, hates motorbikes. But he is victorious on the quiz, the end of the week. Looking back over the shoulder of the end of the week quiz.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Which we play every single Friday. If you want to get on a list to play that, by the way, by all means do. I mean, you know, it's kind of brand loyalty card, isn't it? That's the gist of it. If you want to get on the list to play, you can get in touch with us, can't you? You do it now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with, I want to play that game you do on a Friday.
Coming up on the programme, the big debate after 3 o'clock. There will be more requests for Some Request Friday. A man called Con...
Hello.
...will be in a lift, descending downwards through the building, reading out all the texts and tweets we've got this week from the haters. Believe me, there's been quite a lot after that mail on Sunday incident. And that's called Condescending. And there'll be live music as a busker is dragged in from the streets to play live in this studio before 4 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hiya, Lou. Jump in.
Oh, nice ride back here. Liking your new Vauxhall. Good price.
It was actually, Lou. Just took it for a test drive and got £500 off straight away. Can you believe it?
Right. That explains the tiara.
Yes, a bit of bling. Why not? I just jumped in and got more.
Oh, I can see that, Bex.
I can see that.
Jump in and get more at Vauxhall. Our test drive offer gives you an extra £500 off Corsa, Adam, New Astra and other selected models registered by the 18th of December at participating retailers. Exclusions and T's and C's apply.
Right now, at the perfume shop, we have great deals in store. Smell incredible with Hugo Boss Orange Woman. Only £19.99 for 30 millilitres, saving £15 against the RRP of £35. And spend just £50 in store at the perfume shop and we'll give you an additional £5 off. Terms and exclusions apply. Ends 9th of October. Ask in store for details.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is as well. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's just coming up to 3 o'clock. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, almost 600 dead after hurricane. UKIP MEP denies punching colleague and the Grand Tour trailer is released.
Talk Radio.
The number of people killed by Hurricane Matthew in Haiti has risen to 572. The country has been left devastated by the storm, which is now off the eastern coast of Florida. Florida's governor, Rick Scott, is warning residents to avoid leaving themselves exposed.
Are you willing to take a chance to risk your life? Are you willing to take a gamble? That's what you're doing. If you're reluctant to evacuate, just think of all the people this storm has already killed. You and your family could be among these numbers if you don't take this seriously.
The UKIP MEP involved in an altercation with leadership favourite Stephen Wolfe has denied he punched him. Mike Hookham admits he and his colleague had a scuffle in the European Parliament in Strasbourg, but insists Mr Wolfe started what he calls a silly tussle, which was over in moments.
There was no punches thrown, there was no blows thrown, there was no slap faces, there was no pushing. Quite silly, quite embarrassing. Handbagged at dawn. It lasted seconds.
Stephen Wolfe is being kept in hospital for observation. Both he and Mike Hookham face an investigation by the party. A child and 14 adults have been found in the back of a freezer lorry at a service station on the M25. The driver stopped in Surrey this morning after hearing loud banging coming from inside his truck. The Chancellor is going to sell off the government's remaining shares in Lloyds Banking Group, which are worth around £3.6 billion. The 9.1% stake is going to be sold through a trading plan to institutional investors. The government says it will be able to recoup the money, all the money it used to bail out Lloyds during the financial crisis, but it still owns 73% of the Royal Bank of Scotland. And a reluctant camel, a minor fire and a fractured arm feature in the first full-length trailer for the Grand Tour. Old Top Gear trio Jeremy Clarkson, James May and Richard Hammond are billed as three friends on an adventure in the promo for the new show.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with some scattered showers, the best of the sunshine in western Scotland. Cool again, highs of 15 degrees.
More in half an hour?
No, I said that at 5:30, not on the top of the hour.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was just trying to, sorry, I wasn't listening, as you know. I was just trying to work out how this plug works, because I've got to charge my phone. And I've got this...
Oh, you slide it.
What do you mean?
The top...
You do it. Oh, right.
I can't believe you... couldn't work that out.
Well, I'm about to borrow it. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome.
That's Victoria
Jonathan.
There with the news and plug fixing on Talk Radio. Did you do the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Talk Radio. The big debate is coming next.
Sport?
Oh, no, it's not. I haven't done sport. I haven't done sport, have I?
No, but to be honest.
Yeah. I haven't done sport. I haven't done sport, Victoria.
Well, you can still do it, John.
I'm going to do it now.
Okay, good.
And I know Ben's waiting, because it's pre-recorded, so I know Ben's waiting for it. Ben's got the sport now, pre-recorded live from that UKIP fight in Strasbourg.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Everton defender Phil Jagielka has withdrawn from the England squad for the World
Which
Cup
way you're
qualifiers
going?
Against Malta.
Are you just walking into me? Be polite. Have some manners.
Jagielka's returned to Goodison for treatment.
This is the corridor is big enough for the two of us?
Mate,
who
are you talking to? Trip to
what are you?
City next
Good one, mate. Go on.
No replacement will be called up for
tomorrow's game. Outside, then, eh?
Malta.
What are you suggesting?
Chelsea's
well, I don't know. I was thinking, you know, you and me. One-on-one.
Outside. Right now.
Right now. One-on-one.
Yes.
One punch each.
One punch.
I go first.
Yes. And then what?
On to cricket. Well, let's see. Let's go outside.
We're outside?
Yeah,
let's go outside.
Let's go outside
right now. Yeah, we're outside. We're outside.
All right, mate.
Yeah, all right. Go on then. You said you first punch. Go on. You hit me. You hit me.
Let me take my coat off.
Go on, take your coat off then. Go on, I'll let you warm up. Go on, free.
My wife warned me this. I don't want to get anything on. All right.
Finally, Britain's go on then, punch me. Punch me.
No.
Go on.
You go first.
Go on.
Ladies first.
Through to the last four in the men's events, having won his All-British Edmund, the Olympic champion will now face Dan. That's the latest sports news.
Ah, that actually really hurt.
Oh dear, I'm sorry.
And that was Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live from an altercation in Strasbourg. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. It's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, some minutes past the time. It's Friday afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. And with that fight in mind, earlier on the programme, if you missed it, we were joined by Frank Warren, the boxing promoter, to talk us through what would happen in the event that you were attacked by a UKIP MEP. Now, we looked at the data on this, and it turns out that I think, let me just find it here, it's, I'll read it to you. The chances of being hit by a UKIP MEP in your lifetime is now 100%. And we had Frank on the phone telling us what to do should you be attacked by UKIP MEP in terms of boxing moves. Very useful he was too. If you'd like the advice of Frank Warren, the boxing promoter, talking about what to do if you're attacked by UKIP MEP, we have put it on the Talk Radio website, talkradio.co.uk, and it's on SoundCloud for you. There is a link to listen to should you need that available. Now, it's important to listen to it because you could be attacked by a UKIP MEP at any time, and it's best to be fully prepared, of course. Talk Radio. Right, it's time for the big debate. So much talk of politics today, of course, in the news as Jeremy Corbyn shuffles his cabinet, about to bring in more people that he's slept with in the past. I understand, by the way, his old communist chat-up line was, they say there are reds under the bed, darling, but this one is in it. Climb on, come and have a go on little Jeremy. Not only that, of course, but Tony Blair has said today that he still thinks he has a place in politics. Presumably he's spotted a gap in the whole illegal war market, and he thinks there's room for him to come back and start one. Spotted. The Labour Party, he said, was in a fragile state. Now, something else that's fragile, of course, is glass. And listening to me say the word glass there, and has immediately phoned in because he heard me say it, is Harry on the telephone. Good afternoon, Harry.
Hello, John. Hi.
Good, thank you.
Ask how you were. I just said hi.
Well, no, I am high.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. Harry, you've called in, of course, because you heard me say the word glass there.
Glass. I hate glass. Why did you say the word glass on the radio?
Well, you're saying it now.
Look, you've made me do this. Look, yes. The main problem with glass, can I start my argument?
Hang on a minute. Yes, you can now.
Thank you. The main problem with glass, in my opinion, John, is you can't trust it.
Yep.
It's totally transparent.
Yes.
And I know what you're thinking. You might be thinking, oh, frosted glass, that's not entirely transparent.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's got something to hide, John. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't like it.
Right. But what, I mean, where does this hatred of glass come from exactly? Just, have you always had it?
Yes. It's, I don't like reflections of me. It reminds me of what I'm like.
Yeah. In what, right. So you are, let's just be clear about this because he's going
to... Yeah, like glass. Oh.
Stay on the line there, Harry, for me, and calm down. Shevin, calm down a little bit, because we don't want to, you know, it's got to be a rational discussion. I've got Nick on line two. Good afternoon, Nick.
Hello.
You're hearing Harry there.
Yeah.
He's, he doesn't like glass at all. He wants an end to see glass. He thinks there's no need for it. We don't want it. He doesn't like it. But you, I understand, have the opposing opinion.
He doesn't sound like somebody who likes much stuff, I'd venture a guess. He sounds quite angry. That's fine. A lot of people are angry.
They are.
But, well, angry. I just said angly, but the very few people are angly.
Yeah, well, just one. He's a film director.
He did Sense and Sensibility
and The Hulk.
I didn't see that. I do love glass, and obviously glass.
Anyway, finish your point.
I think a lot of people my age would have got into glass through the Blondie song "Heart of Glass." Yeah, I was only 6 or 7 at the time. I didn't know what glass was. Looked into it, realised it was a fused mixture of oxides such as lime and silica forming a transparent or translucent non-crystalline amorphous solid. And I think just like a lot of people of my age,
yeah,
I was hooked.
Well, you said looked into it, but did you look into it or through it?
Well, I looked into it in that I researched the matter. And then I realised it was the thing that I'd been looking out in terms of windows and so on.
Yes, it's interesting that you mentioned the Blondie song, because the when they tried to make hearts out of glass for transplants, it was a disaster, wasn't it? Several hospitals had to close. Thousands of people died because tell me the ingredients of glass again.
Well, the oxides such as lime and silica. Silica dioxide is the most common one, obviously.
Yes, but when they made hearts out of that, it turned out that, well, you can't.
No, but I think this is one of those instances, because I know about the Swedish trials as well, where they're trying to you know, ditch the silica dioxide and use elks.
Yeah.
But you have to heat the silica dioxide to something like 1400, 1500 degrees.
Yes.
And I think with glass, that's, you
glass,
know...
Glass.
Yeah, glass.
Glass. Can you stop him? Can we get him up the air? If he keeps saying glass...
But with elks, I think the elks probably, you know, it's just going to be too hot for them. They'll burn, it will smell. It's,
yeah.
You know, so glass.
Yeah, well, now, Harry, come back here. He's suggesting that, I mean, we know about the trials in Sweden where they have substituted elk for glass. And they've basically taken out those, you know, taken out the windows in Sweden and uh-huh. put elks in their place, haven't they? But, and they're not, you can't see through them. But Nick's got a point. If you burn an elk, it smells. What do you think?
I don't like the thought of a smelly elk. There's possibly more better alternatives to glass than just an elk, like maybe certain plastics.
Yeah.
I would have thought maybe even wood or bricks.
Bricks. No, hang on a minute. You can't... Because what are you going to do there? Because people who wear glasses...
Yeah.
Right? What are they going to wear? Brickies?
They'll be wearing bricks.
So what you're proposing is bricks in frames.
Yes.
So two house bricks.
Uh-huh.
In frames.
Yeah, well, I don't really want to share this idea, John. I haven't patented it yet. I haven't got to the patent office yet.
Right. But brickies?
Brickies.
Nick, do you want to come back about on that? I mean, that's. I mean, I know you're a proponent.
No, we've long since done the whole swap glass for X, Y, Z, whatever. You know, glass ceiling, very good example.
Yeah.
There's a reason that the glass ceiling, in terms of the women and the men,
yes.
is made of glass. And yeah, I won't begin to profess to know the rights and wrongs of should women get paid as much as men? Because you know.
Well, I mean,
not.
Yeah, I mean, yes, they should.
Well. You know, shorter and weaker, but given more money, sure. But, you know, the thing is with glass, they can see it coming. When they reach a certain point, they can see it coming. They're not going to bang their head. It might just break. But, you know, typical ceilings are made from brick, metal, yeah. plasterboard, wood.
Plasterboard.
Glass can hurt as well if you get it in your eyes. That's why you shouldn't have it so close to your eyes. Open your eyes, Nick, to glass. That's my argument.
No, that's the opposite of your argument.
What? No, my argument is glass is bad.
Yes, so close your eyes to it, surely.
But open your eyes to the dangers of glass, then close your eyes because glass is coming towards them.
That's good.
Thank you for helping me refine my argument.
If it's a bad thing,
yes.
How come earlier I tweeted glass kicks ass and I got a like almost immediately?
Well, good question that is, isn't it, Harry? Answer that if you can.
I can't. That's a stupid argument. You're a stupid man, Nick, for thinking this.
Angry man.
I'm a right man as well, and you're just a stupid man.
You said about transparency earlier. Transparency, that, you know, you're saying that's a bad thing with glass. I'm saying that's the whole beauty of it. It's a transparent thing. We need transparency and accountability in the world. Listen to George Galloway the other day.
Yep.
He was talking about... I can never get this right, sorry, but he was talking about how it's either the Jews that run the world or the Palestinians, but they own the banks and the media and things, or it's the other ones. But,
yeah.
You know, and I was listening to that, and I just thought, well, with glass, you know, that's we should know about MPs' expenses.
Yes.
We should know how much Claudia gets on Strictly. We pay their taxes. That's glass.
I wanted to bring this point in. This was at the Tory party conference this week, of course. Theresa May said that the government has pledged to build more bottles, to make more bottles, by 2020. I've actually got the numbers here as well. Listen to this. She wants... 10 of them. They're going to be green. They're going to hang them on a wall. What do you make of that? 10 green bottles they've got.
Who are you asking?
By 2020. Hang on, I haven't decided. Eeny, meeny.
I mean, I could answer.
Hang on, I haven't decided.
Oh.
Eeny, meeny.
I've got an answer ready.
I know, wait a minute.
I have an answer.
I haven't decided. Eeny, meeny.
Uh-huh.
10 green bottles hanging on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
bottle.
Is anyone listening anymore? They shouldn't be. There are other radio stations if you are listening. I can suggest a few.
Nick, give me your opinion on that.
Yes to green if it means recyclable, not green if it means envious.
Harry, do you want to come back on that now? Have you got your answer ready?
I've forgotten it. Green, it, trees, I like. I like grass as well. Green is a nice colour, but not in glass.
What about hanging? Do you want to bring that back?
Yes. People who like glass should be hanged. You've totally lost my train of thought there.
You get a lot of blowers with glass, don't you?
You do.
Blowing. Yeah. Very, with glass.
Yeah. Are you, do you like that?
I like blowing. I went to Italy once for a workshop.
I hope they are very good there. That is the best place to go for one of those workshops. France aren't bad either, to be honest. You should try there.
Let me bring it back to a recent news story, if I can. You've heard of the Swarovski crystal shops?
I have, yeah.
Yes, well, that's a kind of glass, isn't it? Now, what do you make of this? There are pensioners now. They're the sort of people who buy things. I know, who buy things from there. Now, this puts you in danger, Harry, so you should pay attention to this. Pensioners armed with glass-cut swans and other trinkets have been attacking the anti-glass demonstrators. So you can't, obviously, you've seen it on the news, all of the anti-glass people outside branches of these crystal shops that you have, these high street branches, you know, being angry. And A, the fact that there are big display windows with glass trinkets behind them. But what's been happening is pensioners who collect that stuff have been coming out and attacking people with crystal-cut swans. And I just wondered if I could get your opinion on that, Nick. Because you're for glass, so you would... I mean, you're with the pensioners, essentially.
Well, I've always thought of Swarovski crystal as being a bit of a subglass, to be honest, like an underclass.
Yes.
I don't... You know, you've got upper class, middle class, working class, and you've got Swarovski crystal glass. It's just, you know, a bit below.
It's a bit below the line, is it?
Well, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, which is what you're here for. Harry, what do you make of that? This is your... You know, you're anti-glass. You could be attacked at any moment by a pensioner wielding a crystal swan.
Well, I think crystal's even worse than glass, really.
Really?
I agree with Nick on this point. Nick is correct.
Thank you.
It's all right, Nick.
I wasn't expecting that today. That's really made me feel quite lovely, actually.
Well, I'm going to have
to... You are lovely, Nick.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have to stop this now, because the point of debates like this on any talk radio station aren't to agree at all. You have to kind of build it to an argumentative crescendo.
Oh, shut up and leave us alone, John. We're having fun.
Harry, would you like to go for a drink?
I would, Nick. Thank you. Where do you want to go? Where do you like?
There's a pub near me called The Glass House.
And there, we must leave the debate. Nick, could you sum it up for us in one word?
Pyrex of the Caribbean.
And Harry, one word, please.
A touch of glass.
Thank you. That is the big debate on Talk Radio. Do we need glass in post-Brexit Britain when we've got harpoons and squirrels? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Cue the big sale at Network Q, the best place for approved used Vauxhalls. Cue the finance with 7.9% APR representative. Cue the savings with a big £500 deposit contribution. And cue the extras with 1 year roadside assistance and 1 year warranty on every vehicle. Cue the big sale at your local Network Q retailer between the 7th and 17th of October.
Personal contract purchase. Finance subject to status. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Finance provided by Vauxhall Finance. Available on selected models at participating retailers.
The Rays of Sunshine concert at the SSE Arena, Wembley, with Shawn Mendes, Connor Maynard, Nicole Scherzinger, Lawson, Fleur East, Louisa Johnson, and DNCE. October the 24th. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.co.uk and AXS.com. Rays of Sunshine at Wembley.
Did you know that Jet2.com fly to 58 amazing destinations, including daily flights to Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca? You'll enjoy great flight times, plus a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? you can fly from only £39. And you, for Spring 17, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jet2.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person one way, including taxes, charges and booking fee may apply, subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Essex for the northbound side of the M11, partially blocked at the moment due to an accident between 8 at Stansted Airport and 9 for the A11. To Nottinghamshire, through the northbound side of the M1, it's looking very slow due to an accident closing one lane between 26 and 27, eastward up towards Hucknall, queues back towards the A52 at junction 25. And finally in Cheshire, the westbound side of the M56, three lanes blocked due to an accident involving a tanker just prior to junction 11 for the A56, queues back towards junction 10.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The big debate today, do we need glass in post-Brexit Britain when we've got harpoons and squirrels? What's the point of it? What's it? What do we use it for? What do we need? Harry was on the phone very much against it. Nick was on the phone very much for it there until the end when they agreed, so I cut them off. Your reactions have been coming in thick and... fast. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
Right. Cornelius.
Lots coming in, John. This is... John, it's not just women who are trapped below the glass ceiling. I myself, I'm a man, have never been able to get anywhere in my job because of the same reason. That's coming from the captain of a ship in a bottle.
Yeah.
John, without glass, they'd have no Prosecco. Then what will power Alan Brazil? Then what will entertain white Venn men in the morning who voted for Brexit?
White Venn men?
Yes.
Okay. This has come in as well. Chris has made a good point, actually, on the text. What would Asprod Cass be through? If we no longer had glass, that's what Chris has asked the question, and the answer to it, Chris, really, I suppose it doesn't matter because misery, she's just in a cloud of misery.
Mm.
All right, Chuckles, and that's a very rude hand gesture.
We've seen that a lot today.
Yeah, very rude. Some would say offensive. It's some request Friday.
Yes.
I know. It's like all request Friday on Radio 2, but that's where you request music. However, here, no, you request speeches and talks because we're a talk radio station. Your requests are very welcome. If we've got them, we'll play them for you. This one's come in here. Let's have a look. Hi, John, Cornelius, Vicky on news, Cass and Cloaca. Please could you play me a speech today as part of Some Request Friday on your radio programme, as I've just got my results back. It's good news, isn't it?
Mm.
And it turns out I don't have any STIs.
Oh.
Which is quite an achievement considering my social life. To celebrate, please could you play my 47th favourite, Coach Orion's speech to the team in D3 from the Mighty Ducks. Coach Orion's speech to the team in D3 from the film The Mighty Ducks. And this is from Malcolm, who's celebrating because he's just found out he doesn't have any STIs, despite his active social life. So, Malcolm, of course, especially for you, here it is.
What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Don't try to suck up to me, Averman. Defense. See, unlike scoring, defense never quits. But to play great defense, you need one thing above all else. Confidence. Listen, if you learn nothing else when you're here, you learn this. All right? Because it's not just about hockey. It's easy to be confident when you have control of the puck. It's very, very difficult to keep that confidence when you got to take whatever strange bounces life throws your way. Don't be careless, but don't be too careful either. You cannot be afraid to lose.
That's how you gain the confidence to attack the game when the puck isn't yours. That's how you attack life. Even when you think you don't have any control. And that's how you play real defense.
Ah, there you go. Coach Orion's speech to the team in D3 from the film The Mighty Ducks. Playing that for Malcolm this afternoon as part of Some Request Friday, because he's celebrating because he doesn't have any STIs. If you have a reason, any, it could be anything, to hear a speech, then do please get in touch with us. You can do it at Talk Radio, which is where we are, at Talk Radio. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a request.
And the reason that that voice there is unintelligible is because it's Northern, because Cass has come in here, because Cornelius, Con, has gone to the lift here in the building for today's edition of Condescending. So, regular listeners will know that on a Friday we gather up all of the texts and the tweets from the haters that we had over the preceding 5 days. Now, they could have come in to Talk Radio on Twitter. They could have come to me personally on Twitter at JohnHolmes1. If you hate me for any reason, you know, perhaps you read the Mail or the Guardian this week. Why not get in touch and tell me why? And you could see your trolling read out live from the lift by Cornelius, who I think should be there now. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you in the lift?
Yes, John. Hello.
Hello.
Here I am at the lift.
Yep.
And as ever, I've tinkered with the radio that's in there.
Yep.
To put a different station on that was before. It was Talk Sport before, but this is what's on now.
Yep. Yep. What is it?
It's Gaydio.
Gaydio.
Let's begin. Okay, Alex Crane on Twitter says, John Holmes' show is one of the worst things I've ever heard. So awful, it's annoying.
Okay.
Cupid on Twitter says, at John Holmes 1 is to radio what the Austin Allegro was to the British car industry. Basically a load of crap.
Okay.
Trolley Dolly says, John, if you want a job back at the BBC, why don't you cut your balls off? If you want to know a similar sensation of pain, why don't you listen to your Talk Radio show? Yeah. The Spanish are so lucky to have a siesta. That means they are asleep whilst John Holmes is on the radio. Thank you, Timothy, on text. I'd never heard of John Holmes before he was in the paper. I've just tuned into his radio shows. I'm not surprised he got the sacked. He's not very good. That's come from Harry Pepe on Twitter.
Great.
That man who run 400 marathons in 400 days. Hi.
Hi, Cornelius.
Oh, God. 400
Sorry,
days.
It's a Victorian.
Real life. The man who run 400 marathons in 400 days will be one of the few people in the world to experience the same pain as listening to 5 minutes of John Holmes and Talk Radio.
Well said.
God, are you not? Oh, it's gone down.
Victoria's in the lift.
She's going to be late.
This current show is spectacularly poor. James Whale should get this slot, or anyone else, or just lots of adverts, says a text that we got in yesterday. And finally, the most insulting tweet we've ever had to the show is a text, sorry. I normally only listen to Julia Hartley Brewer on this station, but I must say I'm quite enjoying the show that follows her, and that's from one of Julia's racist listeners. Back to you, John.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. Yeah, the haters gonna hate. So if you hate me or the show, then do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hit.
Hit. Or that's hate. Or you can troll me personally at JohnHolmes1 if you like. And who knows, next week you could be read out live from the lift as Con goes down in it. In a feature we like to call Condescending. Stop that. Right, so before Victoria, now Victoria, as you know, Victoria's in the lift, right? So
she's going
to be late for the news, so we'll have to fill time. To do that, that's fine, because the news is coming, but the thing about the news is, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
Do you know?
Yes.
I can't get my head around it.
Don't know what you just said. Difficult to understand. Say it again. Can't.
I can't get my head.
Yes.
around
yes.
it.
Right. That's Cass there. Oh, yeah. Right, so, the reason it is complex. But we help you understand the news, of course, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons by bringing to it the beauty and majesty of Japanese poetry. It's like if you drill down into the news, if you frack the news, instead of shale gas, what comes out is Japanese poetry, of course. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
UKIP's abroad clear, the air by fighting, how very British of them.
The news in haikus. You listen to Talk Radio. Live music next as we bring Busker to air. We've been out onto the streets. We've quite literally, as we do on a Friday, dragged a busker in away from his pitch, thereby losing him some money. But he's going to be performing live on the radio for us in the next half an hour after Victoria's back.
Yay.
She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The number of people killed by Hurricane Matthew in Haiti has risen to 572. Medics on the island are preparing for a surge in cholera cases. While President Obama has declared a state of emergency in Florida, Georgia and South Carolina as the storm makes its way along the southeast coast of America. Florida's Governor Rick Scott says an attempt is being made to restore power to some 600,000 homes.
Last night, I directed the state to begin setting up housing for utility crews in strategic areas across the state, just to make sure as we get all these individuals in that we can get them housed and they can get to work. They don't have to worry about where they're staying.
UKIP's Mike Hookham, who was involved in an altercation with leadership favourite Stephen Wolfe, insists no punches were thrown. Mr Wolfe has been kept in hospital for a further 48 hours. The pair could face an investigation by UKIP as well as the European Parliament. The US Secretary of State has called for a war crimes investigation to be carried out into Russian actions in Syria. John Kerry says Russia attacked a hospital, killing 20 people and injuring 100 others last night. Former radio presenter Chris Denning has been jailed for 13 years for a series of historical child sex attacks on 11 boys. The judge at Southwark Crown Court said the effect on his victims, who are now all grown men, has been devastating. And a firm has announced plans to create one of the world's first power stations in Scotland using kites. As they rise up to 750 metres in the air, they pull on a tether that turns a turbine, generating cheap electricity. The weather dry for most places, some showers in the southeast. Overnight, chilly with lows of 9 degrees. Tomorrow will be a mix of cloud and sunny spells, mostly dry, highs of 16. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. You made it back from the lift then.
I did,
You're
yeah.
In the lift. You got in the lift with Cornelius.
Yeah, that was annoying. Was it like just holding it up?
Was he holding the lift? What was he doing? What does he mean he's holding the lift up? Like, are there any cables?
No, I mean, as in, because he was fanning around, it meant that I couldn't just use it as quickly as I would
do
normally.
To get back to do the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah. But, you know, I thought he would get you to read out one of the hates, but he didn't, did he?
No, he doesn't like to include me.
No.
Oh, I know what you're like at reading. Mm.
Thanks. Just like you messed up some of your reading in that lift.
Have you heard him learn to read?
I haven't heard him learn.
Well, earlier on the programme, right, Cornelius tried to read something out, but messed it up very badly indeed.
Oh, good.
So I'm currently teaching my four-year-old to read.
Okay,
because she's just started school, so she's coming home with books and to read, and obviously and she's all right. She's better than Cornelius.
Oh, good.
And you.
Oh,
and so she's,
that's not very nice.
Yeah. So I used the techniques that I'm using on her to help Cornelius to read, did I not?
Yeah.
And he managed to get through it. Some quite difficult words in there. Mm. Some new words for him as well. I think we've posted on our SoundCloud account. Do you find that? Where'd you find that? Through talkradio.co.uk?
Yeah.
Or did you go to SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.
You go to SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com.
Yeah.
What is it, Luke?
Luke
from the social media and website
team. Luke, who does all the website stuff and all the internet. What's the address for it, Luke?
URL.
Talk Radio on SoundCloud.
You just search that, do you?
Talk, yeah. Google Talk Radio SoundCloud.
SoundCloud, Talk Radio, you'll find it.
Luke, usually Luke they tweet convinced. It, don't they?
Have you, yeah. have you tweeted it as well? It's been tweeted.
It's been tweeted.
It's on the Twitter feed. Yeah. Anyway, it's me teaching Cornelius to read, which is helpful for anyone learning to read or teaching anyone to read at the moment. So it's there for you to use as a reading aid.
Thanks.
So, great.
Also, I heard you say that no one enjoys animal news, so I wonder why you make me do it.
No, you misheard. Everyone enjoys animal news.
No. I was listening to your quiz of the week, and...
Everyone enjoys animal news.
No, that's not what you said earlier.
Well, they do. Anyway, are you finished?
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
I can do.
It's up to you.
It's just the news bed's rolling, so I feel like I have to be in here.
I don't mind. You can stay or leave. We're having live music, Victoria. You can stay.
I need the toilet.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
I need to sit on that chair
off
as
you go.
Well.
Off you go.
Okay.
After she's been to the toilet?
No.
All right.
I'm not going to use this chair as a toilet.
Okay, just to be clear.
Just to be clear.
All right. Right, live music coming up on the show next here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Or, as regular listeners will know, if you're listening to this on a DAB, what happens is that the slogan, Talk Radio, we'll get you talking, doesn't fit on the screen. So it says, Talk Radio, we'll get you. Making us, I mean, yes, we're Britain's 34th most listened to national radio station out of a possible 39, but we are certainly the most threatening. So, oh, and if you've got that happening on your DAB, do take a picture of that, please, because we are compiling a gallery of your radios threatening you for the Talk Radio website. There we are. Anyway, look, live music, I promised you, and live music we're going to bring you. We've been out onto the streets. We have found this man. Hello.
Hiya.
He's called Imralis, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Good. Got that right, then. That's fine. And where are you from, Imralis?
South Ireland, so Cork.
Right. And how long have you been here plying your busking musical trade?
I moved over last June.
Okay, so quite a while.
About a little over a year now, yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, and how have you been? Did you do it in Cork as well?
No, I actually learned from a busker when I got here. I saw him playing on the streets and I was like, oh, that's cool, will you teach me guitar? So he did.
Wow.
He actually taught you guitar, so you had guitar lessons from a busker. So you haven't been doing this as a kid or anything? This is kind of a recent thing.
No, yeah, it's just when I got to London.
That's amazing. So what were you musical at all before that? I mean, did you ever pick a guitar up?
No, I played piano when I was a kid for a little while, but then I dropped it.
Yeah.
Then I tried to sing in a school talent show once and didn't have the guts to, so I didn't do it.
Oh. But now you're singing, like, out to the general public.
Yeah, but people just walk by, so you don't see anyone you know or anything.
Yeah, that's a fair point, yeah. But was it the fact that people you knew were staring at you that kind of freaked you out when you were doing it at school?
Yeah, more or less.
But that's quite an interesting sort of route into this, because a lot of people, because we get buskers in every Friday and chat to them and hear what they're doing. Usually it's people that have been doing it for a very, very long time. They've kind of been into playing music in various bands or whatever it might be. So that's quite interesting that you, piano as a kid, were you forced to play it as a kid as well?
No, it was a thing that I did with my brother and my mother. We all took lessons, like, together. At different times.
I was going to say, at the same time, that's very complicated. Three people playing
piano. Piano wouldn't fit.
Yeah. The stalls aren't big enough for a start. I mean, yeah. It's a ludicrous idea. So you dropped that at what age?
Probably around, like, 15 when, like, school got serious and exams started and all that.
Okay. How old are you now?
19.
Okay, so it's not too long ago.
No, I can still, like, meddle around a little bit.
Yeah, but you'd never done the guitar and then, so, and a busker toy. All right, well, look, we're gonna hear some music after the break, but, so we'll take some ads and travel in a minute.
Cool.
But we're gonna hear two tracks, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what are we doing? One of yours and then a cover version? Is that the gist of it? Or what are we doing?
I want to do Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes, but I don't know the middle eight, so it'll be, like, a shorter version. Because I kind of only tried to learn it last week, and I just really liked the song.
Great.
So I thought I'll do that, and then one original.
Lovely stuff. All right, you can try and learn the middle eight during the travel if you want.
Yeah.
Give that a go. All right, look, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. That's Imralis,
yeah.
Where's that? That's not an Irish name, is it?
No. My parents were, like, very wonderfully weird people, so they thought we'll give him a really unique name.
What did they do? Just pick it out of a bag of Scrabble or something?
Something like that, yeah.
So scatter some letters across a desk.
That might be like a legit theory, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
Neither have I.
You never met another Imralis?
No, but it's great for music because if you Google my name, like, I'm the only person that will come up.
On the internet?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Imagine being the only person on the internet with a name.
You're a Google whack.
Yeah. That's incredible. If you Google John Holmes and your safe search is off,
you get, like, Sherlock coming up and...
No, suddenly you get stuff. A porn star called John Holmes.
Oh, right.
This is what you get.
Was that, like, your younger years or...
Yeah, but I gave it up at 15, and when my exams came in, I just had to drop the porn star.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Imralis, it's very good to have you in. We'll be hearing from you musically next on Talk Radio. But don't forget as well, it's Some Request Friday. If you want to request a speech or a talk, then you certainly can. If it's your birthday or anniversary, it doesn't matter. We heard a couple of speeches earlier as requests came in. And you know, if you've got one in your head, you woke up this morning with a speech in your head, like a speech worm, and you can't get rid of it, maybe you want to hear it on the radio. Let us know for Some Request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk.
Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
ThisCarStillWorks.com, ShadyDeals.co.uk. Is it meant to sound like that, .uk? Sure, I'll get my money back, .gr. Why risk buying online when you can get a Renault deal? All our used cars come with a 12-month warranty and breakdown assistance and a 30-day no-quibble exchange policy, in case you change your mind. Visit our Renault-approved used car sales event from the 1st to the 10th of October. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. T's and C's apply. See usedcars.renault.co.uk.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Essex for the northbound side of the M11. Partially blocked at the moment due to an accident between 8 at Stansted Airport and 9 for the A11. To Nottinghamshire, through the northbound side of the M1, it's looking very slow due to an accident closing one lane between 26 and 27, eastward up towards Hucknall, queues back towards the A52 at junction 25. And finally in Cheshire, the westbound side of the M56, three lanes blocked due to an accident involving a tanker just prior to junction 11 for the A56, queues back towards junction 10.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you. Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. We finish at 4 o'clock and Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan will be in shortly to tell us what's coming up in Friday Drive show here on Talk Radio. But before that, live music, of course. So, Imralis. born of Scrabble letters. he's from Cork. He's been doing this since... When was it you started doing this?
Started last July, I'd say.
That's when he picked up a guitar for the first time. So he's been plying his trade, busking. Where did we find you? Where do you busk?
Outside the Tate Modern.
It's a good spot, that, isn't it?
A lot of people
we meet busk outside the Tate Modern, yeah. All right, well, look, we'll talk some more after this, but what are we hearing first?
This is Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes. Well, part of it anyway.
And I won't lie to you, I know he's just not right for you. But I see it on your face, and you say he's the one that you want.
Sorry, it's a new song, I forget the lyrics sometimes.
It's fine.
And I know I can treat you better than he can, and any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time and all your wasted crime when you could be with me instead? And I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can. I'll stop time for you the second you say you'd like me to. And I just wanna give you the loving that you're missing, baby. Just to wake up with you would be everything I need, and this could be so different. Tell me what you want to do. I know I can treat you better than he can. Any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time and all your wasted crime when you could be with me instead? And I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can, better than he can. And I know I can treat you better than he can. Any girl like you deserves a gentleman. Tell me, why are we wasting time and all your wasted crime? You could be with me instead. And I know I can treat you better, better than he can, better than he can.
Live Music Friday on Talk Radio. That's Imralis, dragged in from outside the Tate Modern, where he was earning good money. And now he's in here earning nothing. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
That's fine. It's getting towards the winter time, though, isn't it, Imralis? It's not the summer anymore. Do you hibernate? What happens?
No, I stock up on fingerless gloves and tea.
Good.
And just sit there.
Do you stop at all? I mean, or do you just go right through the cold?
No, right through.
Yeah.
Because it's my full-time job, so it's what I do.
Also, but did you say last July? So this will be your first winter doing it, will it? Or was it the July before?
No, July before.
Oh,
I've been doing it a year and a bit.
Okay, fine. So does it... Because you've done it outside the Tate Modern, as we were saying. And that's a particularly good spot. What's the worst place? What's the worst place you've busked?
I've only really busked in Angel and South Bank once or twice on, like, Oxford Street.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That can be a bit depressing.
It's so busy around there as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Is that why? Because there's a lot of people walking past, but no one's got time to stop, I think. That's the
Yeah, no, you just like, someone just gives you like a dirty look, like, oh, dirty buskers. Then they kind of
buskers
aren't move
dirty.
On.
I've met a lot of buskers. They're very clean people.
Yeah, I showered this morning.
Exactly, yeah. I know, the buskers all shower together. I mean, we know that.
Sorry?
Buskers all shower together.
Oh, yeah.
We wait for the rain.
In Camden.
That's right. There's a busker shower in Camden. It's like one of those car washes you can go to where people, you know, a load of buskers stand there and a load of, you know, people wash them for money. I don't know, Eastern European. I don't know how that works. I've seen them. They wash cars. I've seen it happen. Anyway, what are we going to hear next, Imrallis?
It's an original song and it's called The Man.
Okay, here we go. More live music on the radio. Imrallis.
You want to know how you let me down. You aren't to know now, do I still look up to you? You're probably wondering just how you disappointed me. I can tell you right now, it's little things like this. You kept your head so high when you came home at night. Some scars on your broken face and blood stains in your eyes. And you've been out fighting and you said to me, you should see the other guy. But your hands are all black and blue. Hands are all black and blue. Hands are all black and blue. And them shaping like you. And I know you're trying so hard, but you're still gone. We need you back. And I know, I know. And I so hard, you're still gone and we need you back. And I know you're trying so hard, you're still gone and we need you back. I know. Still help me out when I'm down and I'm out. You're getting back on your feet and I'm standing up tall. I can see from mistakes like yours I shouldn't go this way when I'm feeling down. And it doesn't matter how much you mess up, I still love you. When we were living in that tent, 'cause Dad couldn't pay the rent. The nights were so cold, the mornings got rough and I'd had enough. Now I can't pay my own damn rent, just like Dad all over again. And you kept your head so high and you allowed me to try. With your head so high, you said, boy, try. Your head so high. And I know you're trying so hard, but you're still gone, we need you back. Still gone and we need you back. And I know you're trying so hard. You're still gone and we need you back. And I know, I know, I know. Oh, oh, oh.
Come on. Stuff. So that's interesting as well. So you've only been doing this a short amount of time. Sorry, I was just googling Imrallis.
All right, cool.
So you've only been doing this a short amount of time, right?
Yeah.
So when did you write songs? I mean, you've written all of the material you've written. It was since you started busking. You hadn't done anything before that.
No, right. No, it was a new thing.
Yeah, because that's excellent stuff. I mean, that's
nice,
you know, you've got the. You know, the voice and the face of a boy band. that's fair, isn't it?
Yeah, do you think? That's not a bad thing to hear,
that's
I guess.
Fair to say. And in terms of where we'd find you online, now I know we can Google you and it's the only thing there.
Yeah.
Right? But you have... where would we find your music? Should we wish it?
I don't have a website, but if you put Imrallis into SoundCloud or YouTube, or I do like covers on Facebook sometimes, yeah. Instagram, Snapchat, if you're into that.
If you're modern.
Not Tinder. No. yeah, just Facebook, all those things.
Yeah. Are you on Tinder, out of interest?
No, I got a girlfriend recently, so I was like, cool.
Yeah, good.
I can stop this chase yeah. thing. Because I was really bad at that.
Well, how did you meet her then?
At an open mic. At
oh, okay.
several open mics.
Ah, so she was a groupie?
No, she was playing as well.
Okay, fine. I'm just asking. Fair question, isn't it? And what's she called?
Dorothea.
Dorothea.
Did yeah. she perform as well?
Yeah, she's actually much better than me, but she's the musician of the relationship, really.
Could she come in back next? Could she come in next week?
Yeah, no, she probably could.
Keep it in the family, couldn't
I? I think she's in Lithuania at the moment, but when she's back, she'll
we'll
probably
fly her in.
Yeah, with our budget.
She only takes first class, though, if that's cool.
Oh yeah, well,
Imrallis, by the way, Imrallis appears to be a Tamil word.
You know, okay, right? I didn't know that.
For threatening.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's what I'm getting out of it. Well, no, there's several here. I'm not sure I've found the right website, but it says there's quite a few translations of it. It can either mean threatening or... No, it can't be right. It says it can mean threatening or Bluetooth headset. So that can't be right, can it?
I mean, it's better than porn star.
He's got a very fair point, hasn't he? Listen, that was fantastic. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So, yeah, that's Imrallis. Google it. Means Bluetooth headset in Tamil. Don't know what website that is. But excellent stuff. Thank you so much for that. Now, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, obviously. And now we welcome, here she is, Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. For it is Friday Drive. Hello, Yasmin.
John.
Hi.
John. How the heck are you?
I had quite a week.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
How does it feel?
What, to be on the front page of of the Mail on Sunday?
Yeah.
And then in every single cocking newspaper afterwards. Awful.
Oh, well, I've had quite a good week.
Have you?
Yeah, I got a new job as a comedy writer and performer on a radio show.
Really?
Called The Wow Show, yeah, I think, something like
I've
that.
I've heard of it, yeah.
So, are you John Holmes' massive racist?
That's me, apparently, according to most left-wing people on the...
He's now... I'm just going to describe this for you. He's kind of... moving, itching,
awkward.
Fiddling,
yeah,
awkward.
I am.
That's just the uniform, though. He's rented it, and it's...
yeah, it wasn't... It didn't go... Look, what happened was, yeah. Right, so just to clarify...
Yep. Again,
yeah. Well, no, this is right. So the mail thing was fine, right? In the end, because they let me write a piece in the mail, actually being level-headed about the whole nightmare,
yeah.
Right? Rather than their headline, which was awful, right? Things I hadn't said anyway. So they let me write a piece. Then the problem was the Guardian. Then the next day, made something up that was even worse, and then that was just a lie, and then all hell broke loose. So that's what happened.
But you're over it now.
Yeah, well,
have you been officially demoted from your position of Talk Radio's head of diversity? Because I mean, I think that needs to happen.
No, actually, because as you know, I embrace diversity, uh-huh. contrary to all of that,
uh-huh.
as well you know.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I've actually been promoted to the head of diversity. I'm now in charge of the head of diversity.
He's still squirming.
I am.
I've been looking forward
I
to seeing you all week, John.
All week. I was like, oh, God, this is going to go well with Yasmin.
So.
It's very funny. It was, you know, look,
yeah.
What can I say? You know.
Oh, am I making you awkward, genuinely?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not.
No, it's fine.
No, thanks for the gig, though. It's great. It's great for me.
I hear you're doing this now as well.
Did they not tell you?
No, not yet.
There's a memo. You'll get it eventually. Sorry. It's going out to diverse people and women first.
Yeah, of course it is. I haven't got it.
It's going out to
I'm
the
quite, look,
first.
This is heightist. I'm quite diverse because I'm small.
Straws.
Does that count?
Straws and grasping?
Maybe.
Or is it just you can't
reach them?
Oh,
there you
bless,
go.
Bless.
Get on with it. What are you
all
doing?
Right. okay, so clowns showering.
Do they shower?
No, not two together. Not the two things together. Ban on gambling. actually, let's go back to the sharing thing first.
Go on.
This whole thing about, you know, we share every day because it's good for us. I know there are a lot of people, a lot more than one would imagine, who choose not to shower for days at a time.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I have talked on radio about this before and had a lot of calls where people have gone, I choose not to shower. You don't need to. It's not necessary. But now...
Yeah, but even if it's not necessary, it doesn't take... It's pleasant.
It's nice.
Exactly. It doesn't take much time out of your day. And it's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, well, now the experts, they are saying that actually you do need to shower, because if you don't, the good bacteria that we have on our skin is not helped. You need to help it with soaps and all this kind of thing. So I want to know from people, here's a phone number, 0844 499 1000.
Yeah.
Do you or don't you shower every day? We've had some quite funny responses.
But it's also
this.
Interesting that people will come on and go, absolutely don't. As well, because you'd think, well, you smell then.
Yeah. But I have had
Do you call them smelly, smelly bum bum when they phone in?
No, John, because that would cause another Twitter spat row. And you just don't want that. Yeah, you really don't want that.
Yeah, no, you don't. Trust me, you don't want to be on... You don't want that.
And we're also looking into this story about the young boy, four-year-old boy, who was on alternative treatment for autism. And he ended up in hospital with severe condition. He's okay now, but we're looking into naturopathy and alternative medicine.
All right.
And that kind of thing.
Okay.
And diversity.
Yasmin there, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Diverse.
With the most diverse show on the radio. We do the diversity paper review. That's the irony.
Straws,
it's grasping, the most diverse programme on the radio.
Grasping. It's fine, it got me a gig.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.